They expect to be in the football game, so we'll see what happens. There's one thing, St. Cecilia has not played four quarters with their starters yet. We'll see if it happens tonight.
Well, and that's been a big thing, and like Coach Tesmer said in the pregame show, basically with his team not playing full four quarters, it has definitely kept this team very healthy. You've got the guys like that's carried the load, Dalton Seeley, 117 carries, 1,129 yards coming into the game, 22 touchdowns on the year. Ben Conan doing a nice job, over 600 yards from the fullback position, and then Bo Swinka directing this offense. He has done a tremendous job, but yes, this is a very healthy St. Cecilia ball club, and I really look for an outstanding performance out of Carl Tesmer and his troops tonight.
Battle Creek coming in, they average about 320 yards per ball game on offense. They give up about 240 yards per ball game on defense. Hastings St. Cecilia has racked up 427 yards on offense this year, 329 yards rushing and 98 yards passing. Their defense has been outstanding, though, Jimmy. They give up only 71 yards rushing, 20 yards passing, 92 total yards on defense. Randy Aarons has got that group playing good.
Well, they really have. And last week, right away early in the ball game, and in a key interception. And the big guy they got to watch, Battle Creek, is going to have to really manhandle Zach Stirrup up front. He has been a force up there on the defensive side of things and the offensive side. And last week, he batted that pass, and Andrew Young takes it in right away for the early touchdown. So the defense has really been able to pin their ears back, fly at these teams defensively, and they've done a tremendous job. One guy they'll have to watch tonight, Jamie Gray, the quarterback. You heard Coach Tesmer, they like to throw the football around, 728 yards coming in, and Matt Marks, the leading ball carrier for Battle Creek with 972 yards. So they've got some talent, and again, this is a team from the Northeast, and boy, what a tradition-rich football atmosphere you have up in the Northeast with the likes of Crofton and Norfolk Catholic, Pierce, Battle Creek. It just goes on and on. They just, the farm kids up there on some sort of program, and they always put together some tremendous football clubs.
So we're going to have light rain, at least falling here at the start of the football game. We have moved from Duncan Field to the Osborne Sports Complex, so our expected debut, our 2009 debut at Duncan Field, did not happen as they moved sites, and we're indoors here at the Osborne Sports Complex.
I was waiting how long I was going to see before you commented on that. It would be lovely over at Duncan right now with the rain coming down and not a lot of wind. It's out of the north just slightly, but, yeah, I got the call this morning from Randy Aarons, and he says, I hate to burst your bubble, my friend, but he says your partner's on party line, and I have to give you the news that you guys will be at the friendly confines of Lloyd Wilson Field, but he does want us to leave the window open to try to get some of the elements. That won't happen. It's as open as far as it's going to be, and we'll see how things get going tonight.
Naturally, we're playing on the artificial turf here at Hastings College, but we have had a lot of rain throughout the day, and we're going to have puddles of rain out there on the football field tonight, especially to our right down here toward the south end. At the hash marks, you're going to have puddles of rainwater standing on the field, so that could have a bearing on the football game here tonight. Who knows? Battle Creek is a team that wants to throw the football around a little bit here this evening, so it could affect the Braves a little bit more than maybe the Blue Hawks, who want to pound the football at Battle Creek tonight.
Well, and I think so, Mike. And, the field conditions, it's actually going to be better here than what it would be. It'd be very greasy over at Duncan as it rained overnight. It's been kind of steady rain here in the last 3-4 hours, so it would be very slick over there. You are going to see some footing issues here on the turf, but still it's a much better surface. There are some puddles that are beginning to build down on the field, and that's just the drainage system not really doing what it's supposed to do. So we will have those puddles continue to build as this game goes on, but definitely you got to think that the favor goes towards the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks because they like to line it up and pound it at you, and then up over the top, they might sneak that one out tonight here.
Obviously, the playoffs getting started across the state for the most part, with the exception of maybe Western Nebraska. Several games postponed out that way because of snow. Those games will be played tomorrow. Some of the games we have in at this point, Crofton has beaten Cozad today. This was much closer than expected. Crofton, the number 3 seed in their half of the bracket, they beat Cozad today by a score of 21-20. Elm Creek with a win over Randolph today in Class C2. They won by the score of 42-7. In Class D1, it was Overton over Clearwater Orchard by the score of 39-8. And in Class D2 today, it was Bloomfield beating Shickley by the score of 44-0. Some other games that are going on tonight. Ewing has got the lead over Lindsay Holy Family. They are at halftime. It is 39-14. And the ball game we're watching down in Bladen at last check in the fourth quarter. Eustace Farnham had the lead over Silver Lake by the score of 28-14. We will keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the night tonight here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Of course, at the end of the game, we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show back in the KHAS studios. Get you all the scores from the state high school football playoffs coming up tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the state high school football playoffs on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now. It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of four select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire.
KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, as we get sent for the Class C1 State High School football playoffs here tonight on 1230 KHAS. It's do or die now for both of these teams. You win, you move on. You lose, and your season is over. The winner of this ball game will have to wait tonight because their opponents are not going to be decided until tomorrow. The Gordon Rushville Valentine game was postponed until tomorrow. The winner of that ball game will face the winner of the Gordon Rushville Valentine game. That's a 7-10 matchup in the West. That'll be next Wednesday night. The Hawks looking to maybe grab home field advantage again next week. We'll wait and see. So we're set to go. St. Cecilia will be dressed in their homestanding uniforms. They'll be black tonight. Their black pants with their blue tops. Battle Creek going to be dressed in their purple pants and their white tops with their gold helmets here tonight. And it looks like Battle Creek will be defending the goal to the north. So St. Cecilia and Battle Creek, the Hawks 8-0 on the season, ranked number 2 or number 1 in most of the major polls across the state, depending on who you lean toward. And the Battle Creek Braves come in a record of 4 wins and 4 losses. St. Cecilia going to get the football first here tonight. Battle Creek will kick off. So we're set to go. State High School football playoffs tonight on 1230 KHAS. Brent Schulte will tee it up. He's a big dude. He's going to be on the defensive line. He's at 280 pounds, and he's going to get into the football here for Battle Creek. It's an end-over-end kick, a good one. Dalton Seeley goes back into the water at the 5-yard line, back to the center of the field, 10, 15, 20. Look out, he's at the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Seeley, opening kickoff. He's at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, St. Cecilia. Dalton Seeley returns the opening kickoff. We'll give him 97 yards on the kickoff return, and just like that, the Hawks are on the scoreboard.
Well, he's been the all-do-it guy for St. Cecilia this year. He's done it on the ground, rushing the football. He has done it defensively, and again, big, big hole right up the middle. The wedge was set up beautifully by the St. Cecilia special teams, and then again, Battle Creek underestimating the speed of Dalton Seeley as he takes that one right up the middle, and guys just missed the angle on Dalton Seeley. He has got blazing speed, and what a way to start for St. Cecilia. The coaches to Battle Creek to my right just simply put their heads down and just disbelief. What a way to get the ball game started in the playoffs for 2009.
Seeley picks that one up at a 3-yard line in a puddle of water down there and returns it 97 yards. I don't think a guy laid a hand on Dalton Seeley.
No, there wasn't. It was just some tremendous blocking up front. They had a hole you could have drove a Mack truck through, and Dalton Seeley just turned the jets on at about the 25. And then again, a couple guys had a little bit of an angle, but they underestimated his speed as he just blew right by him, and by the time he hit midfield, there wasn't anybody catching him. And now Seeley, after that 97-yard touchdown return, will kick the pig here for the point after.
All right, ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. We got folks still standing in line getting their hot dogs here. They missed the opening touchdown. 11:46 to play in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Battle Creek nothing.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Dalton Seeley returns the opening kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown, and the Blue Hawks are on the board. It is 7-0. And here comes the kickoff as Battle Creek will grab the ball at the 15. They're back to the 20. The ball may have come loose down there, but Battle Creek gets on top of it, and that's where the Braves will start. I'm sure this is not what Battle Creek wanted as they fall behind. We're, what, 18 seconds into the ball game at 7-0.
No, and they wanted to try to keep this close, and you want to keep that football out of this high-powered Hawk offense, but you got to do it on special teams as well, and they didn't. They take that to opening kickoff, and St. Cecilia's on the board early. And, again, you see in special teams down there just a swarm of blue jerseys down there for St. Cecilia on that kickoff to bring the return man down. They'll spot the ball actually at the 22-yard line with Battle Creek with their first series of the evening.
Jamie Gray is the quarterback. He's 5'9", 150, and a junior. The backs will be set up in the I formation. They've got a runner that's up around 1,000 yards back there as they just pound the ball straight ahead. That's going to be the big fullback, Matt Marks. Marks has got to 972 yards in the season. He's the fullback. He just pounds it up inside across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. The other running back in the backfield for Battle Creek is Peyton Pointer. He is 6'1", 180. And a senior, the go-to man offensively is their tight end, Zach Bierman, 6'3", 190 pounds, and a senior. He's got 22 catches so far this year. And now Battle Creek will spread the field there on second down and 7 yards to go at the 25-yard line. Let us go straight ahead, banging across the 30 out to about the 31-yard line. With a football there is going to be Matt Marks again. So Marks gets a couple of carries here in the opening series. And they're going to be close to a first down. They will spot the pig here at about the 36-yard line, where it's going to bring up a third down and one. The officials are going to do everything they can here tonight to keep the football dry, but I think their efforts are going to be for naught.
Well, and I think so, Mike. Going to be a lot of towels used tonight to keep the football dry, but this is the conditions that pretty much everybody is dealing with tonight with the rain conditions. Just talked to my coordinate down in Blue Hill, and it's a heavy rain down there as well.
Here's a quarterback sneak by Jamie Gray. Gray only needed about a yard or so. And he brings it out to the 37-yard line. That's going to be a first down. So Battle Creek doing exactly what they do here, what they want to do on the first drive, and that's control the football, keeping the Blue Hawk offense on the sideline. They get a first down here as they move the ball out to the 38-yard line. So Battle Creek moving from our left to our right, north to south here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Opening round of the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. Here's Gray down the line of scrimmage, hands it away. First man through, Marks, and he's going to be stood up right in the hole there. Marks is going to be knocked down in the play. The tackle is going to be made in there by Zach Stirrup. Stirrup, the 245-pound junior. St. Cecilia defensively with Consbrook, Toms, Susie, and Stirrup in the front line with Young and Conan and Gennert, the linebackers, along with Wade Dykeman. They've got Seeley, Pachaba, and also Ryan in the defensive backfield for the undefeated Blue Hawks. A pickup of a couple of yards in the last play, second down and 7 yards to go. The ball is brought out to the 36-yard line. Jamie Gray up under center. He drops back to throw, looks left side, throws it left side. It's incomplete, trying to get the ball to his tight end. A big target there. That's a Zach Bierman, 6'3", 190-pound senior. And I would think the conditions to throw the football are not going to be ideal tonight for Battle Creek.
No, going to be very tough, and that football is going to be just like a grease pig down there. You look up into the lights, you continue to see the rain pelting down, and the big tight end Bierman was open. He got in behind the linebackers of St. Cecilia, and Gray just simply threw it behind him. So that would have been a nice gain out towards midfield, but it falls incomplete. Brings up a third down and 7 call here for Battle Creek.
We're just underway, 9:35 to play in the first quarter. 7-0, Hawks have the lead. Gray wants to throw the football. He does across the middle. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings St. Cecilia back to the 30-yard line, 25-20, 15-10, 5 touchdown. Paul Gennert brings the ball back for St. Cecilia, 42-yard interception return, and with 9:24 to play in the first quarter, it is now 13-0 Blue Hawks.
Well, they have just absolutely shell-shocked this Battle Creek bunch. Football team as well as the crowd and the coaches on the far side. This is just a shocker. That one there again, Jamie Gray rolling back to pass, and he was looking for his big tight end again, Bierman, and just simply underthrew him again, and Gettert standing right there at the 42-yard line, picks that one off, and then sloppy tackling downfield by Battle Creek. Let's Gettert get in the end zone for the touchdown.
snap is low. They get it down on the pad, and here comes the extra point by Seeley. It's through the uprise. It is good. Wow. 9 minutes and 24 seconds to play. We're still in the first quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Battle Creek nothing.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex. The VIP suites are full tonight.
Tell you what, I had several calls from people wanting to know how much room there would be up there. I says, you're not allowed to get in there. If you had to go to Duncan, you'd be standing on the sidelines, but that hasn't stopped them. They are up here, and the press box is going to be a popular area here this evening.
There's the kickoff return as Battle Creek brings the ball out to about the 23 or 24-yard line. I don't think the Braves can completely abandon their game plan, but I'll tell you what, they're going to be shaking their heads. 9-18 to play in the first quarter. You look up, you've had one possession offensively, and you're down 14 to nothing.
Yeah, I look at my stat sheet, no numbers at all for St. Cecilia yet in the ballgame. Their offense is yet to get on the field as their special teams has done it. Actually, special teams opening kickoff, and then the defense with Gettert's interception has propelled them to a 14 nothing lead here. First and 10 for Battle Creek.
From the 25-yard line, and this play is going to be blown up in the backfield. A running play there goes to Matt Marks, and he was absolutely stood up. That's a stirrup in on the play again for Hastings St. Cecilia. Also getting through there for the Blue Hawks and making the stop on that defensive unit is Jake Schwartz, number 70. So, no gain on the play. They give him the benefit of the doubt as they give him the 25-yard line, second down and 10, as Martz was stood up right in the hole there for Battle Creek. Second down and 10, line of scrimmage to 25. This is the second offensive possession here for Battle Creek. Down the line of scrimmage, pitch back comes. Outside, 25, spun around, 29, out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. He is brought down there. That's Barnes again. Tackle was made by Stirrup of Hastings St. Cecilia. So we'll pick up from the 25 out to about the 31-yard line. We'll give him 6 yards on the play, and we'll bring up a third down and four situation for Battle Creek. They've got to get something going here offensively.
Well, they do, Mike, and trailing early in this ballgame, this is not a defense that's conducive to allow you to get a lot of yards. As you talked about, their defense has been tremendous as the Blue Hawks have really put on a show this season for their fans, and they're really doing a nice job again here tonight. Third down and about four for Battle Creek.
They just go up inside again. That's Mars as he bangs his way out across the 35, out to the 40, and he's dropped to the 41. That's the first down. A tough runner there. Matt Marks, 5'10", 180-pound senior. Not many times you see a fullback really leading the team and rushing, Jimmy, but this guy's got 972 yards coming into the football game tonight, a chance to go over the 1,000 mark this
year. Yeah, and he's been the load carrier so far. You look at who their quarterback, Jamie Gray, likes to go to, and it is that Matt Marks, a very tough runner, very tough to bring down as the St. Cecilia defense found out there. A gain of eight. Marks already with six carries and 25 yards on the night.
Now they go with the wide set with two wide receivers off to the left. Here's a running play, though, across the 40 out to about the 43-yard line. Running the football there for Battle Creek was Kendall Schick, who is into the ball game now for Battle Creek. Or check that. That's going to be number 32 into the ball game for Battle Creek. That's going to be Brad Landman. Landman has run for 104 yards so far this year as he brings it from the 40 out to the 43-yard line. A pickup of three, second down and 7 yards to go for Battle Creek.
Well, as we see scores continue to pour in, all is well in Blue Hill. Chad Hastings gets the start tonight, goes a couple series. Looks very sharp. They pull him out of the game. Blue Hill leads early in that ball game, 13 to nothing over Southwest.
All right, here's a handoff again as they try to run against the St. Cecilia defense. That's going to be Martz with the ball. Got it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's just about it. He runs into Jordan Consbrook, who's really come on for the St. Cecilia defense this year. Consbrook with 26 tackles coming to the football game tonight. 195-pound junior getting some help from Paul Gettert on the play. Third down now for Battle Creek. Third down and six. Football is at the 44-yard line of the Braves. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 14 to nothing here in the ball game. Here's Jamie Gray up under center. Play action pass. Wants to throw the football again. Fires it downfield. It's going to be caught down at the St. Cecilia 37-yard line and out of bounds. Down there, the receiving end of that one is Ryan Heller. Heller is the tight end. That's his 11th reception of the season. As Heller moves the ball into St. Cecilia territory, that was a nice pass by Jamie Gray right on the money to Heller. And it's now Battle Creek in St. Cecilia territory at the Blue Hawk 37-yard line.
Well, Battle Creek settling down a little bit, getting a nice drive. We'll give him 18 yards and into Blue Hawk territory on that, as that was a nice pass from Jamie Gray. And again, an 18-yard gain. They'll mark it all the way down to the Hawk 38-yard line.
Here we go again. It's going to be a handoff straight up the pipe. They want to run this football against St. Cecilia's defense down to the 35-yard line. We'll give them a pickup of a couple of yards on the play in the ball game there for Battle Creek. They've been shuffling that tailback. That's going to be Landman in there again. Brad Landman, the sophomore running back, as he brings it across the 35 down to the 34. Give him 3 yards in the play, second down and seven. We don't have our third member of our broadcast team tonight, Gene Shaw. He's the mainstay in the St. Cecilia chain gang here tonight.
Yeah, brought him from Duncan over here, and he's standing on the far sidelines all bundled up, trying to stay dry.
Here's a handoff to March this time. It's going to be stacked up right at the line. Matt Stirrup just throws him down like WWF wrestling. He just picks him up and throws him down to the turf. Zach Stirrup, the 245-pounder for Hastings St. Cecilia, knocks him down. No gain on play. It's third down.
One thing about Stirrup, Mike, they will rotate him defensively, and you watch Randy Aarons down there. Looks like he's trying to fly right now, signaling into his defense. But he has done an outstanding job, and when you get Stirrup down there, you can move him to either side, and they will. But right there, he was a mainstay at that left defensive end, and Matt Marks got the football, but he was met by Stirrup right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Third down and seven. Ball at the 35, 4:57 left here in the first.
Play action pass. Gray wants to throw. Eludes one would-be tackler. Eludes two. Now he throws it to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. He was trying to get the ball to a Zach Pokup, number 41, but he had his back to him. Never turned around, Jimmy, here on the near sideline, and the ball goes whistling by his right ear out of bounds. It's incomplete. Now it's fourth down and seven.
Well, and again, we talk about Zach Stirrup down there. He was in on that action, broke the pocket down, and forced Jamie Gray to the right side. He almost got him up around the shoulder pads to bring him down, and then a host of Hawks come in, converged on the quarterback, and, yeah, his wide receiver Pokup wasn't even looking, and very fortunate that one didn't get picked off. As I believe now we will have a Battle Creek timeout with 4:49 left to go here in the first quarter.
All right, so Battle Creek wants to talk things over. St. Cecilia has stunned the visitors early in this football game. 4:49 to play first quarter. St. Cecilia 14, Battle Creek nothing.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Eustace Farnham has knocked off Silver Lake in the state playoffs tonight, 36-14. That game has just gone final in Bladen. Ravenna has jumped out on top of Kearney Catholic 7-0 late in the first quarter. Chambers leading Stewart at the end of the first quarter by a score of 12-0. Wahoo Newman leading Fall City 8-0 early in the second quarter. 14-0 here is St. Cecilia with the lead. 4:49 to play here in the first quarter. Fourth down and seven. Battle Creek will go for it. Gray wants to throw the football down to the center of the field. It's going to be caught at the five-yard line, and down he goes at the two. No, he did it in the end zone. Touchdown. Ryan Heller grabs that one. A nice pass from Jamie Gray right in the center of the field. Gray sends it down to Ryan Heller. He was knocked down close to the turf for the two-yard line, but the official's right there. He says he's over the goal line for the score. And Battle Creek scores on a fourth down and seven.
Well, and Dalton Seeley on coverage there, and he allowed the tight end Heller to get past him, and then just a miscommunication between the Hawks secondary allowed Heller to get down there. He was wide open at the 10-yard line. A couple of Hawks were able to get their hands on him to bring him down in that puddle, but the official was there. He ruled that he was crossed the line. We'll give him 35 yards and the touchdown for Battle Creek as they get back in this ball game. PAT is coming here in a moment.
All right, so it's a 14-6 ball game. Here's the extra point up there, and it's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked by St. Cecilia. The Hawks on special teams have done a great job so far here in this football game. Ben Conan, I think, is the guy that got there for St. Cecilia. So the PAT is blocked. The Battle Creek gets on the scoreboard. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's been a wild one so far. Three touchdowns already. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Battle Creek 6.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's a rarity right there. Somebody scored against the St. Cecilia defense. This is a defense that's been giving up only 4.2 points per ballgame.
Yeah, and three consecutive shutouts coming into this ballgame, and they allow the tight end Heller to get past the secondary. And a nice pass by Jamie Gray, 35 yards. If I told you that Battle Creek had 85 yards, trailed in this ballgame, and St. Cecilia's yet to touch it, and they're leading, you wouldn't believe me.
Here's the Hawks running the football back across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line. And now St. Cecilia will come back. That's Jace Jackson running the ball back for St. Cecilia. One of the Jackson three. And now, for the first time tonight, the offense gets to come out on the field.
Yeah, we have no numbers yet for St. Cecilia offensively, and they lead this ball game 14-0. That's just unheard of. We talked about Battle Creek mounting a nice comeback here as they have 87 yards of total offense, 53 through the air on Jamie Gray's passing. A couple of nice catches by Heller. He's the leading receiver for Battle Creek. So now the Hawk offense comes out on the field.
St. Cecilia returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and then on defense they intercepted a ball and returned it for a touchdown. So this is the first offensive play, and they fumbled the football. Bo Schwenke has got to go down, and he's going to be buried back here at the 30-yard line. So St. Cecilia fumbles the first snap here tonight. As Schwenke falls back into the ball game, they're going to give him the 32, a loss of a couple of yards on the play. Rain continues here in Hastings tonight. In fact, it has picked up here in the last 10 or 15 minutes. It's falling pretty good now here at the field, and the Hawks fumble away the first half.
Yeah, we continue to see those puddles out there at the hash marks continue to get deeper and deeper, but again, the wet football there, the quarterback center exchange was not very good, and Bo Schwenke very lucky to get back on top of it, bring up second down and nearly 12.
Here's a handoff to a Dalton Celia out of the Maryland Eye across the 35 to the 40 to the 41-yard line. So Dalton Seeley, who's already got one touchdown tonight on special teams, returning an opening kickoff 97 yards for a touchdown, gets the first call here as he brings it to the 40. Carl Tesmer told me that the Hawks were going to run a lot out of the Maryland I formation tonight. They try to get their running game going against this Battle Creek team, and they show the Maryland I there on that first play. St. Cecilia on a third down and four now. Football is at the 40-yard line. The Hawks moving from our right to our left. Schwenke hands the ball away. That's the fullback busting through there. That's Ben Conan. He's going to be close to the first down stakes as he brings it close to the 44-yard line. Tackle is made defensively by the safety for Battle Creek. That is Jamie Gray. The officials look to the far side. They give him the first down. So the Hawks will bang out a first down here on their opening possession of the ball game. 3:15 to play first quarter. It's 14-6 St. Cecilia.
The one thing that St. Cecilia has really been able to hang their hat on in the last several years is their running game. They have had very balanced offensive lines, and without a good line, you don't get a lot of offense productivity, and they've really had some tough running backs, and they've got a couple of dandies in Conan and Seeley. They have really got the job done this year.
Here's a handoff again to Seeley, picking and choosing a hole here across the 45 out to about the 48-yard line, a pickup of about 3 yards in a play. You mentioned the Hawks running game, Jimmy. They have averaged 329 yards per ball game so far this season, 98 yards through the air. It's been a pretty productive offense here this year, 427 yards.
Well, and Bo Schwenke has been very efficient as well. He's had a lot of time to throw back there, and we didn't see him throw the ball a lot last week against Grand Island Central Catholic, but what he did do was control the offense, and he's very poised and comfortable back there for Carl Tesmer.
Second down and 6 yards to go. The ball at the 48-yard line. Pitch play now goes to Seeley, looking to get outside. Seeley's across the 50, puts his head down, and drives it down to about the 46-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down again. That's Brent Shaloti. Shaloti, a 6'5", 280-pound senior. He's the biggest guy for a Battle Creek. He's lined up on the offensive side of the football as a right tackle, and he's lined up as a defensive tackle here for the Battle Creek D. Third down and about a yard to go, maybe less than a yard. The ball between the 45 and the 46 here tonight. St. Cecilia in Battle Creek territory. Already leading by the score of 14-6. Bo Schwenke backs in the I formation, just goes straight ahead. He'll have the first down across the 45 down to about the 44-yard line. They drive him all the way back to the 49, but they're going to give them the forward progress to the 44. That's a Schlody again, number 77, end of the stop. So a quarterback sneak by Schwenka. Takes the ball to the 44. The Hawks on the move now. They get the ball in the Battle Creek territory.
Well, the last time Bo Schwenka ran a quarterback sneak, it went the distance. That was last week against Grand Island Central Catholic. He was able to bust through the line and take it somewhere around 40 yards for the touchdown up there in Grand Island. And we talk about the weather conditions. Again, the Hawks play in snow and rain and stuff similar to this last week. We probably won't see any snow tonight, but it is really coming down now as the puddles continue to grow.
Here's a handoff to Ben Conan this time as he goes straight ahead, busts a couple of tackles to the 40 and takes the ball down to the 36-yard line. Ben Conan carries the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Bierman in on the stop for Battle Creek. He carried a couple of braids with him and finally got him down at the 37-yard line. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter.
We talked about St. Cecilia offensively. Their line doing a great job, and their running backs running hard. But the yards after contact are tremendous. I'd like to see what the Hawks have because these are two tough running backs. They are very hard to bring down. And, again, Conan picks up 8 quick yards there. Now the pitch to Seeley.
He's at the 35-yard line. Nearly lost control of the ball as he bobbles it and falls forward to the 30-yard line. Spun away from one man at the 35 and got to bobble the ball, juggle it a little bit, and finally is knocked down at the 30. Seeley takes the ball for another first down for St. Cecilia. We're down to 37 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter as the officials wind the clock.
Bellin. Seeley off to a roaring start again this evening, carrying the football. 4 carries, already 24 yards. And again, Seeley gets out to that outside. And tell you what, if you're a defensive back, you better think twice about meeting Seeley head up because he will just flat run you over. Very stout individual.
Dalton Seeley went over the 1,000-yard mark last week in the ball game against Central Catholic. 1,129 yards coming into the football game here tonight. Ben Conan on an inside trap play there. Takes the ball down to the 26 where he runs into Brent Schlody again, number 77. And that's going to be the final play of the first quarter here tonight. So St. Cecilia has scored on a defensive touchdown, a 42-yard interception return of a pass by Paul Gennert. And they also scored in the opening kickoff tonight, a 97-yard kickoff return by Dalton Seeley. Meanwhile, Battle Creek has scored on a 35-yard touchdown pass from Gray to Heller. At the end of the first quarter here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 14, Battle Creek 6.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
On second down, a pitch play. A stretch play comes to the near sideline. Dalton Seeley is going to be running a bounce over here. Zach Polkup, number 41, the quarterback, the 5'10", 155-pound senior, comes over here to knock him out of bounds. So St. Cecilia still looking at a third down situation, third down at about 4 yards to go as we get pelted by rain here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex.
I know, and this just a look of disappointment at you this evening when I walked into the booth and we weren't a Duncan. I just know it was just disbelief, wasn't it?
The coat is off and nothing more than a sweater here tonight. Second
flip-flops.
Down, that's a third down it should be. Third down and 3 yards to go from the 24-yard line. Here's Bo Schwenka, rolls out, left side, he's under pressure. Schwenka is back to the 40-yard line, and they stuff him back here. Bo Schwenka is nailed on the play, and he is brought down by Ryan Heller, number 47. And now Battle Creek has got a man slow and getting up over there. They had a couple of guys in pursuit of Bo Schwenka. One of them was Heller, the other guy is number 56, that is Nolan Johnson. He is down, but that is a big, big loss as Bo Schwenka is dropped all the way back to the 42-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and 22 yards to go. That was a great play for Battle Creek.
Loss of 16 yards there. And, boy, if Boschwinkle would have had time, the coverage really broke down up on the offensive line, and Battle Creek was able to get in Schwenka's face. He had Joe Ryan running down the middle of the field, had a couple of steps on his defender. If Schwenka could have got the ball downfield, it might have went for six, but instead the pocket breaks down. They help the Battle Creek player up off the field, so that's good to see. But a big, big loss, and a third down and 22 now for St. Cecilia.
Well, it should be fourth down. They've got third down fourth, up on the scoreboard. They got fourth down on the field here. And I know our main man, Gene Shaw, would not be wrong down on the sideline, so it should be fourth down. St. Cecilia will have to punt the football. And here comes the kick now by the Blue Hawks. Dalton Seeley gets it high in the air. Battle Creek will signal for the fair catch. They will make it right at about the 9-yard line. As Jamie Gray back there, that's a 31-yard kick for Dalton Seeley.
Tell you what, Dalton Seeley very fortunate that they didn't whistle that one down. As he went down, the snap was low. He went down with a knee, obviously didn't touch the turf, but he was very close. That would have been a big, big break for Battle Creek.
But Battle Creek back into the football game after two mistakes early. It's a 14-6 ball game, and now the Braves have the football. Although they're deep in their own territory, they'll start this drive with their own 10-yard line. But Jamie Gray has already connected on a 35-yard touchdown pass here in this football game. This is the team that came in with a record of 4 wins and 4 losses on the season. They'll start just shy of the 10-yard line. Here's a handoff. That's Landon with the ball as he brings it out across the 10, out to about the 14-yard line. The tackle is made in there by Hastings St. Cecilia, and making the stop there for the Blue Hawks was number 56. That's Tim Krikak, who's into the ball game now for that Randy Aaron's defense. A pickup of 5, second down and 5 yards to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, give Battle Creek credit. They are really able to move the football so far against this stout defense for the Hawks. Already in the ball game, 87 yards of total offense for Battle Creek, 53 through the air, 34 on the ground, and 3 first downs.
Second down, 5 yards to go. Ball is out to the 15-yard line. Here's Marks with the ball, and Marks takes it across to 15, out to about the 17-yard line. Tackle is made by Zach Stirrup for Hastings St. Cecilia. Peyton Pointer was the starter tonight for Battle Creek. I don't know if he got injured early in the ball game or not, but we have not seen Pointer since about the first series. Brad Landman, the sophomore, has been in there for Battle Creek. Third down and about 3 yards to go. The football pushed out here to the 17-yard line. Battle Creek moving from our right to our left, south to north, here at the Osborne Sports Complex. St. Cecilia with a lead by the score of 14-6. Gray with the ball, fumbles it. He's got to fall on top of it, and it's going to be Battle Creek football, I do believe. No, they give it to St. Cecilia down at the bottom of the stack. Paul Gettert down there for St. Cecilia. So Gettert has already got an interception return for a touchdown, and now he recovers a Jamie Gray fumble. And St. Cecilia has got the ball first down and 10 at the Braves 17-yard line.
Point again, Battle Creek coming up with an unfortunate error. Again, the center to quarterback exchange with a wet football right in the middle of the hash marks where the puddles are continuing to build. That football is very slick, and it fell to the turf as like it did for Bo Schwenka on the first snap, but he was able to get on top. Battle Creek is not able to. Gettert comes up with it. First and 10 inside the red zone for the Hawks.
Here's Dalton Seeley with the ball across the 15-yard line, fighting forward to the 10, down to the 9-yard line. As he splashes his way down to the 9-yard line for St. Cecilia. A nice game there by Dalton Seeley. You mentioned yard after contact, Jimmy. That's a big stat that the coaches like to look at. The yak yards. And I'm sure Dalton Seeley has got a bunch of them this year.
Boy, he does. And just a tough kid. Very thorough when he goes to the workout room. He does a lot of weightlifting, and give Travis and Nick Soucy a pat on the back. They have really been a big attribute to this strength and conditioning program for St. Cecilia, and it's really helped because Seeley is a specimen on that field.
Here's Bo Schwenka, hands the ball away again to Seeley, both hands on the ball across the 5-yard line, tripped up down around the 2. So a big turnover here for the Battle Creek Braves inside their own red zone. St. Cecilia takes advantage, and now they're knocking on touchdown door. It's going to be first down and goal. They'll spot the football down to 3-yard line. The Hawks already leading by the score of 14-6.
Dalton Seeley now 7 carries, 41 yards. As they continue to inch closer to that goal line, they'll put it at the 3. And I smell Dalton Seeley between the tackles here. They've St. Cecilia really dominating this line of scrimmage.
Here's Schwenka up under center, hands the ball away to Seeley, and he spins, and down he goes. The football comes loose down there. The officials say no. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. It's going to be stacked up Nice play there by the Battle Creek defense. And now we're down at the end of the field, Jimmy, where the puddles are really starting to mount. In fact, we're playing in some water right down here as the officials spot the football just to the left of a big, big puddle of water down there inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen this much water since the Hastings High game against Lincoln Pius here a few years back, and the puddles continue to grow.
Here's a Schwenke. He's just going to go straight ahead with the football. And did he fumble the football? I think so. Schwenke tried to take it into the end zone. He fumbles the football, and it's picked up by Battle Creek. Joey Bierman, number 20, comes up with a football, and Schwenke was taking the ball into the end zone. Bierman recovers the fumble down there at the 2-yard line, and the Braves get the ball back.
Fourth turnover already in the ballgame. One interception. That was by Battle Creek. They've had one fumble. St. Cecilia with a couple fumbles and a costly one there as Bo Swinka just with a simple quarterback keeper off the left side, and the ball come popping out of his hands with that puddle being down there. The football is very wet, very tough to hold on to, and the Hawks turn it over again. A very costly one as they were going in for six.
Here's Gray going to turn and hand the ball away to Landman. He's across the 5-yard line. Still has feet out to the 10-yard line to the 11. Nice run there by the sophomore running back for Battle Creek as Landman brings the ball out to the 11-yard line. So St. Cecilia, what appeared to be their third touchdown of the ball game, Bo Schwickert coughs the ball up inside the 5-yard line, and now Battle Creek trying to bang their way out of here. 7:37 to play. In quarter number two, it's 14-6, Blue Hawks.
Well, one thing you get when you get weather conditions like this, it usually comes down to mistakes and turnovers, and there hasn't been that many mistakes. I don't believe we've had a penalty flag in the ball game as of yet. I don't have any marked down, but boy, the turnovers have been costly. That wet football is going to turn out to be a big key here in this football game.
That was a first down run there by the Battle Creek Braves, so they got the ball now out to the 12-yard line. Here's a handoff as Landman brings the ball out across the 15 to the 17-yard line, and you mentioned it too soon. There's a penalty flag down as Landman is brought down at the 17-yard line by the St. Cecilia defense. And now the officials will confer. I think this one will go against the Battle Creek Braves. That's the case. Illegal motion on the visitors here tonight.
Yeah, first penalty of the evening comes via the Battle Creek Braves as a legal motion. And they'll mark this off. So the run was a gain of about 3 yards. And they'll mark this off now. So we got 7:21 left to go here until half. And kind of an interesting ball game so far. The Hawks lead at 14-6, but a lot of turnovers here in this ball game.
Chambers leading Stewart in the second quarter. Minute and 39 seconds to play until halftime. It's 32-8. Ravenna has jumped out on top of Kearney Catholic 7-0. The start of the second quarter there. We've got a 14-6 score here, as Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Battle Creek. So first down and 15 yards to go. The ball is brought back to the 7-yard line. Battle Creek comes up. Wide receivers go left and right. Backs in the I formation. Hand off to Landman again. Landman is going to be stacked up right as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Bottom of the stack there for Hastings St. Cecilia. The linebacker coming through there, Andrew Young. Young with 24 tackles coming into the football game here tonight. Gets one right there. Little if any gain for Landman. We'll call it second down, and still about 13 yards to go. We'll give him a pickup of 2 on the play. Under 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
Well, the yards between the tackles are very tough to come by for Battle Creek tonight. They have been able to get some decent yards going through the air. They haven't tried to throw the ball since the first quarter. As we talked about, Jamie Gray with that touchdown pass in the first quarter of 35 yards. He is setting at 2-4 for 53 yards.
All right, here's Gray up under center. Play action pass, drops back, dumps it off, and that one is going to be blown up as they bring it out to the 8-yard line. They throw a little tight end screen over there to the far side. That's Zach Bierman with the ball, and he's immediately hit by the St. Cecilia defense. I think that was Sturp that got out there again for the Blue Hawks defensively. And it's going to bring up a third down and about 12 or 13 to go. The ball is out here at the 16-yard line. Good job of the St. Cecilia defense that time.
Yeah, that's amazing for Sturup to be out there in that area, being the size he is. Can't call him a kid. He's a man out there, and only a junior. Boy, they continue to hang some more meat on him. He's going to be even more scarier next year.
So now we've got a third down situation for Battle Creek deep in their own territory. Wide receivers split out to the right side. The ball is on the far side hash. Gray wants to throw the football from his end zone. He throws it to the far side. It's caught, but he's out of bounds. Got it to Peyton Pointer, who's back into the ball game now for Battle Creek. He got the ball short of the first down, but also out of bounds. And now Battle Creek, this is going to be a little touchy down here. They're going to have to punt the football from their own end zone, deep in their own end zone, with the rain continuing to fall, pelting Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. The ball going to be slippery, and dropping back to do the punting for the Battle Creek Braves is going to be number 7. That's going to be Travis Wright. So Wright, the punter, he's about 8-9 yards deep in his own end zone. They put the football away here for Battle Creek, waiting for the snap. Good snap. Gets it away. A low kick, not very far. Comes out here to the 35-yard line. Dalton Seeley signals for the fair catch. He makes it there. A short kick of about 26 yards. And now St. Cecilia is still with plenty of time here in the second quarter. They got 5:39 to go, and they still got plenty of time to get into the end zone. Their last possession, Schwenka fumbles the ball away as he was taking it into the end zone, recovered by Battle Creek.
Well, head coach Greg Wemhoff for Battle Creek not afraid to throw the football in these conditions. Already 6 pass attempts by his quarterback, Jamie Gray. St. Cecilia yet to attempt a pass. And you look at St. Cecilia's total numbers, 40 yards of total offense in the ballgame, but yet they lead this game 14-6.
A return on the opening kickoff and a touchdown on defense. A passer is returned for a touchdown. Schwenk is going to throw the ball now to Gettert. Gets away from one man at the 25-yard line, takes it inside the 20, down to the 18. Before he's brought down, that's Gray. End of the stop there, and also Ryan Heller. A lot of the guys on offense also playing on defense here for Battle Creek. That was a nice completed pass. Bo Schwenka out here to Paul Gettert. Gettert gets his 16th reception of the season. Gettert has been Schwenka has been very effective this year. He has completed 68% of his passes as a quarterback for the Hawks.
Well, on a very safe call, they just rolled him out to the right side. He found Gettert out there, and then Gettert with a nice run after the catch as he broke a couple of tackles inside the 30-yard line. Takes it all the way down to the 19, a gain of 15 and a first down.
Here's Conan with the ball now. He slips a tackle at the 15-yard line to the 10 in the center of the field. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Ben Conan takes it in. That's his 10th touchdown of the season. And just like that, Conan takes it in from 19 yards out, and the Blue Hawks now have the lead by the score of 20-6. An inside trap play, Jimmy, and Conan found a little seam and took it the distance.
Well, and it was blocked very well, and there was only contact right at the line of scrimmage, and then Conan just turned a burst of speed on it about the 10-yard line, was able to get into the end zone, but again, sloppy tackling by Battle Creek allows Ben Conan to take that one in from 19 yards out. And now Dalton Seeley's in to attempt the point after here as the Hawks extend their lead now to 20-6.
All right, here comes the extra point. And it goes sailing toward the uprights. It is good. Dalton Seeley hits the extra point. He was 34 out of 36 coming into the football game here tonight. He has added 3 here tonight. So the point after touchdown is good. A 19-yard touchdown run by Ben Conan. We'll take a break. 5:04 to play now in quarter number 2. St. Cecilia 21, Battle Creek 6.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Fall is the time to enjoy nature's masterpieces. Bring the splendor of fall to your home or office. Shop for fall wreaths, arrangements, centerpieces, fall decor, and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and our on-site engineer tonight, Brad Beam, joining us here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 21-6. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes the kickoff. It goes right through the hands of the deep man there for Battle Creek. It goes in and out of the end zone. That was Byerman again for Battle Creek back deep. Ball goes right through his hands, right through the end zone.
I tell you what, that Brad burning the midnight oil.
We got the Gino on the sidelines. We replaced him with Brad.
So. I tell you what, sun up, sun down, late hours. I've seen Bradley working that. I've seen him working off a lot till at least 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, so very dedicated employee.
First down, 10 yards to go. Here's Battle Creek at the line of scrimmage to the 20-yard line, working right to left. They just hand the ball away. That's the first man through again. Marks, and he takes it to about the 22. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks. That's going to be Zach Stirrup again. So we mentioned in the pregame show, Battle Creek has had a tendency to keep close teams at bay. They have played some tough ones. They had a 4-game losing streak right in the middle of the season, but they played a very good Norfolk Catholic team, put them to a 17-7 game. Also played Pierce, lost to them by 14, 28-14, and played Crofton to a 7-point ball game at 35-28. So they've got a tendency to play these tough teams very close. Right now they're trailing 21-6 here in this one. Now Gray is going to be snowed under back here at the 20-yard line. Jamie Gray just trying to come down the line of scrimmage. Looked like he wanted to run the option play, but Safe to say he got to him early, and Gray is knocked down into play. I just continue to look at the rain and thinking if we were across town here tonight, we would be drenched rats by now.
Yeah, I had plans of bringing the baggie of zip ties, the tarps, wrap it up, hunting gear. It would have been a duck hunting gear this evening, but that call this morning was so pleasant.
3:52 to play in the second quarter, 21-6. Hawks have the lead. Third down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 20. Play action pass. Gray wants to throw across the middle. It's caught at the 35-yard line of the 40 and knocked down. Pass completion to Ryan Heller again. He's the guy who caught the touchdown pass. Tackle is made back here by Ben Conan for St. Cecilia defensively. So, Battle Creek has been able to throw the football around a little bit against St. Cecilia here tonight. St. Cecilia was giving up only 20 yards per ball game passing this year. And they're well over that here in this ball game.
I tell you what, Heller has been the only guy that's made the receptions tonight. He's got 3 catches and 73 yards against this Hawk defense. And St. Cecilia better figure out where Heller is. He was wide open across the middle of the field.
Gray wants to throw the ball again. Stomps in the pocket, throws it to the far side. That's going to be caught again. Ryan Heller is the man again out here at the 50-yard line. Heller had just 10 receptions coming into the football game tonight for 184 yards. His counterpart on the other side of the field was a Byerman. He had 22 receptions for 410 yards. Jamie Gray is the quarterback and only completed 41 passes through 8 games this year, but they're throwing the pig around a little bit. But
yeah.
Now, wait a minute, we got a penalty flag on the far side of the field, and this one is going to come back, so a penalty marched off against Battle Creek and erased that pass completion.
Well,
it's going to be a big one, too.
Yeah, exactly. That was going to be a nice gain out towards midfield. They were going to spot it down at about the 49. Would have been a yard shy of a first down. And again, Heller got loose in the secondary. And the St. Cecilia defense lost track of where he was, made a nice reception. But that's a big penalty. They're going to mark it all the way back to the 25-yard line. So it's going to be first and 25 for Battle Creek. I did not see an indication from the official. It was a holding call. Okay. So the second penalty was a big one for Battle Creek.
Yeah, that was a nice pass completion that they erased off of the board there. 3:19 to play second quarter. First down and 25 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now the 25-yard line. Gray fumbles the football again as he tries to pull away from center in a big stack up. And St. Cecilia has got the ball again. Down at the bottom of the stack this time for Hastings St. Cecilia recovering that fumble is number 68, A.J. Toms. So the big interception early in the ball game, and now a couple of fumble recoveries. St. Cecilia set up with a short field again at the Battle Creek 25.
Yeah, 2 fumbles, 1 interception here in the first half for Battle Creek. They are really shooting themselves in their foot. And again, you give this high-octane offense of St. Cecilia the short field from the 24.5-yard line. They will bite you like a cobra snake, and the Hawks are looking to add to this 21-6 lead.
Bo Schwicker comes up with Conan in the backfield along with Dalton Seeley. Man goes in motion. That's Getter to the far side, and now the Hawks jump. The tight end on the left side jumped there for Hastings St. Cecilia, and that's going to cost the Blue Hawks 5 yards here.
I believe that was Joe Ryan, number 24 over there, trying to get the early jump.
He did.
He got early. He was a good 5 yards downfield by the time they threw the flag there. So they'll bring the ball from virtually the 25 and bring it out here to about the 30-yard line where it'll bring up first and 15. 3:15 left to go here. And, again, this end of the field looks to be a little worse than the far side of the field with the puddles building, but they are really really developing. We might have ducks coming in and landing here at the field today.
First down and 15. Schwenka, delayed draw, goes to Dalton Seeley, trying to get outside. Now he's going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. Seeley is brought down into play. Tackle is made in there by the Battle Creek defense, and coming up to make the stop for the Braves is number 48, Matt Marks, the middle linebacker. No gain in the play. It's second down and 15 yards to go.
And again, as you said, a delayed draw. The Schwenka kind of rolled back into the pocket. Seeley just stood there, kind of hung around, and that wasn't blocked very well by the St. Cecilia offense. And a lot of white jerseys over there to bring down Seeley. No gain. Second down, 15.
And now going in motion will be Seeley off to the far side, and now this is going to be blown dead. They were under that little reverse play that time to Andrew Young, but this one is blown dead, and a penalty against the Blue Hawks. Safe to say, not real sharp tonight offensively.
No, they really aren't. They get that opening kickoff, take it down, and then they get the interception return. And since then, they were able to take a drive down. They had the 19-yard touchdown run by Ben Conan. But since then, a couple of big penalties is going to bring up a second down and 20. They're going to bring the ball out to the 35-yard line now. So St. Cecilia, like Battle Creek, kind of a little game of chess here, shooting themselves in the foot as well. And we have a second down and long here for the Hawks, 2:27 and counting to half.
Here's Seeley coming in motion. They're going to throw the ball out to him. Here he grabs it at the 40. On his feet to the 35, to the 30, to the 25-yard line, and brought down at the 24. So they bring him in motion, and just swing it out here to him, and Seeley takes the ball all the way down to the 24-yard line. Tackle is made by number 35, Austin Welke. Welke is the outside linebacker, 5'6", 165, and a sophomore.
You won't see nothing flashy out of Dalton Seeley as he got that pass. It was actually a lateral, and if that would have went down to the turf, it would have been a live football, but he was able to maintain it. Take it downfield. We got a timeout, St. Cecilia. But Seeley just kind of sized up his competition, and it's a man against boys out there as Seeley takes the gain of 15. Going to bring up third down and 10 after this timeout.
1:56 to play until halftime. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings, St. Cecilia 21, and the Battle Creek Braves 6.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up at halftime tonight, we'll go through all the scores so far that we have in. A lot of games were played this afternoon in the lower ranks in Class D1 and D2. A lot of games underway. We'll keep you up to date on. So we'll get you all the scores coming up at halftime here tonight. We'll have more playoff football coming up tomorrow night. We'll be at the Patriots Field. Adams Central, I think, in a tough ball game tomorrow against the Seward Blue Jays. On the air with the pregame show at 6:45 tomorrow. 7 o'clock for the kickoff. The Patriots and the Blue Jays on 1230 KHAS. Third down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the Battle Creek 25-yard line. Here's Schwenke with the ball. He wants to throw it as he rolls to his right. He's under pressure. Look out. Schwenke's hit. Down he goes. He's sacked. He is sacked back here at the 28-yard line. Coming in to make the stop for Battle Creek, the defensive end from that right side, Zach Byerman. Byerman is a 6'3" and 190-pound senior. Comes in and gets the quarterback sacked on Schwenke, and now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation.
Well, and you'll see St. Cecilia go for it. You're out here in no man's land. They really got a good point after kicker in Dalton Seeley, but Devin, the range not there for this one. And we'll see St. Cecilia go for it here, really sputtering along in the football game, Mike. 18 carries and 54 yards for the Hawks. That is unlike a Hawk offense, but yet you look at the scoreboard, and they're ahead 21-6.
Fourth down and 13 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 28. Schwenke wants to throw. Backs up. He throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted at the 5-yard line. He is back to the 10, dancing his way to the 15-yard line. Still on his feet out across the 20, and he's going to be brought down at the 23. An interception thrown there as Battle Creek comes up with a football, and back there was Joey Bierman. Joey Bierman for Battle Creek, as he gets the interception, so now the Blue Hawks give it away. I think that's, what, the fourth turnover between the two teams?
Yeah, fourth turnover. That's the first interception for Schwenke tonight. As he kind of rolled down the left line of scrimmage, he had Seeley in motion. He went out into the flats, but he was looking downfield for Getter. That was grossly overthrown. And Battle Creek with a nice interception. Tell you what, they've been able to bend a little bit, but they haven't broke. And they're still, although trailing 21-6, they are still in this ballgame. This high-octane Hawk offense has really been stymied here in the first half.
That is only the second interception of the season for Bo Schwenke. Here's a running play straight up the gut as Matt Marks brings the ball out across the 25 to the 26 to the 27-yard line before he's wrapped up and thrown down here by the Blue Hawks. A pickup of about 3 yards in the play. Battle Creek just runs that ball control offense. They bang it up inside, bang it up inside, bang it up inside, and over the top.
Yeah, I tell you what, Heller's been the over-top guy tonight, and he's had 3 receptions, 73 yards against this Hawk defense. I knew that was coming, the over-the-top deal. That's great.
Second down and 7. Here's the guy running inside again. That's going to be Marks across the 30 out to the 31-yard line before he is brought down there by the interior of the Blue Hawk defense. Now it's third down, 8 seconds to play. And that's going to be all she wrote. I think Battle Creek is going to be content with going down by a couple of scores here at halftime as we have reached the halftime break here at the Osbridge Sports Complex. Well, for one thing, the Blue Hawks won't have the running clock in the second half. They've got themselves a football game here tonight, opening round of the Class C1 State High School football playoffs tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break. We're at the halftime break. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 21 and Battle Creek 6. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury Fifth Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman Fifth Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Class C1 State High School football playoffs tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Battle Creek tonight. The score is 21-6. Recap the scoring here in the first half. Got some halftime numbers for you, then we'll get to some of the scores across the state tonight. St. Cecilia returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, so if you were late getting here or you were stuck in line at the hot dog stand, you missed the opening kickoff and you missed the first touchdown. A 97-yard kickoff returned by Dalton Seeley to start off the football game. The point after touchdown was good. 14 seconds into the ball game, it was 7-0. St. Cecilia had the lead. Battle Creek on their first offensive possession tonight. Their quarterback threw an interception as Jamie Gray threw it right into the hands of Paul Gettert on the first possession. He returned it 42 yards for a touchdown. So just a couple of minutes into the ballgame, 9:24 to play in quarter number one. St. Cecilia had a quick 14-0 lead. Then it was Battle Creek coming back. They went on a nice drive as Jamie Gray threw a touchdown pass 35 yards to Ryan Heller. The point after touchdown was no good, 14-6. St. Cecilia had a lead with 4:40 remaining in the first quarter. That's the way the first period ended. And then St. Cecilia cashing in on a 19-yard run by Ben Conan. The point after was good. That made a score 21-6 with 5:04 to play in the second quarter. But the Hawks recovered a couple of fumbles there in the second quarter of play. Bo Schwenke had a chance to take the ball to the end zone for St. Cecilia. Fumbled at the 2-yard line, recovered by Battle Creek, and right now the Braves just kind of hanging around here in the football game, 21-6 at halftime.
Well, again, we talk about a tradition-rich Battle Creek football program. They have been around for a lot of years and a lot of outstanding players there, and they play up in that northeast part of the state, and that is very, very tough football up there with the likes that we talked about as Pierce and Norfolk Catholic and several others. But they're not afraid of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. I said in the pregame show, don't let their record scare you because their losses have come against very quality football teams, and they're a stubborn football team here tonight. They are outgaining the Hawks offensively. They are able to come up with some big turnovers, and they're right now, although trailing 21-6, they are in this ball game. As we look offensive numbers in the first half for Battle Creek, their quarterback Jamie Gray, 4 of 7 passing, 73 yards, all of those going to his big tight end in 47, Ryan Heller. He has had an outstanding ball game. He had another catch that was for a gain of almost 10, but they had a holding call, which negated that one, so it brought it back. But anyway, 73 yards, one touchdown, and one interception for the quarterback Gray this evening. Battle Creek has rested 21 times for 60 yards, so 133 yards of total offense and five first downs, 28 offensive plays by Battle Creek. And we talked about Heller's numbers. Their running back, Matt Marks, he is a 48. He's a force. 12 carries, 36 yards against his Hawk defense here so far this evening. Bo Schwenke tonight, 2 of 3 passing, 30 yards. That all coming in the second quarter. One interception. The Hawks have rushed it 18 times for 55 yards, so 85 yards of total offense, five first downs on 21 offensive plays. We look at some individual leaders. Dalton Sealy, nine carries, 41 yards on the evening, and Ben Conan, four carries, 34 yards, and one touchdown, that coming from 19 yards out. Five turnovers between these two football teams here on a rainy, rainy night at Lloyd Wilson Field, and I think you nailed it on the head, my friend. Boy, you think it's miserable out here. What would it be across town at Duncan Field in the outfield? It would be very sloppy and very tough conditions over there, but the Hawks on top here at halftime, 21-6, but it hasn't been anything but pretty so far.
So Hastings Saints is staying with the lead here tonight, just one of several games going on throughout the state of Nebraska here tonight in the opening round of the state high school football playoffs in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Like we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, a lot of the games that were scheduled to be played out west tonight were postponed until tomorrow because of the snowstorm they had that way, including the game opposite of this one, as the winner of this ball game will move on to face the winner of the Gordon-Rushville Valentine ball game next Wednesday, but that contest was postponed. They'll play that one tomorrow. Again, 21-6 is our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Battle Creek. We'll come back and check some of those scores as we continue from the Osborne Sports Complex on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime here tonight, Class C1 State High School football playoffs on 1230 KHAS. 21-6 is the score here at halftime in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll get you up to date on some of the scores that we have here tonight. Classes A and Classes B, they will play their contest tomorrow. Grand Island will be playing at Omaha North tomorrow beginning at 7 o'clock. Of course, a couple of the big games in Class B, the Aurora Huskies, the top seed, will play at home to take on Alliance. That'll start at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The game we'll have here on 1230 KHAS will be Adams Central at home against Seward. Adams Central 8-1 in the season. Seward comes in a mark of 6-3. The Patriots beat the Blue Jays to begin the season 28-7. And they'll get together again in the first round of the state playoffs tomorrow night at 7. Airtime will be at 6:45 here on 1230 KHAS. One score in from Class C1 final this afternoon. Crofton, a team up from the northeastern part of the state, struggled today as they actually they beat Cozad by 1, 21-20. So Crofton moves on. They'll play the winner of the Fillmore Central Grand Island Central Catholic ball game that's going on tonight in GI. A couple of games postponed in Class C1, Shadron and Boone Central, and Gordon Rushville and Valentine. Hastings St. Cecilia here with a lead over Battle Creek to score 21-6 at halftime. In Class C2, Elm Creek today has knocked off Randolph on a score of 42-7. That's the only final that we have in so far in Class C2. Blue Hill at last check had a 13-0 lead over Southwest. That ball game going on in Blue Hill tonight. In Class D1, final score, Overton this afternoon. Winners over Clearwater Orchard by the score of 39-8. and Eustace Farnham has beaten Silver Lake by the score of 36-14. In Class D2, some of the final scores that we have in, it was Hayes Center beating Sumter Eddyville Miller today by a score of 45-12. Loomis over St. Mary's 50-14. And Ewing beat Lindsay Holy Family by a score of 54-22. Three other games in Class D2 were postponed by the snow in the western part of the state. Spalding Academy was supposed to play at Hyannis. Mullen scheduled to play at home today against Lynch. And also the game between Potter Dixon and Pleasanton all postponed until tomorrow. What of the game in Class D2 today? It was Bloomfield over Shickley by a score of 44-0. We'll come back and check some partial scores that we have in from across the state as we continue on the halftime show on 1230 KHAS.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex. 21-6 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Battle Creek. We gave you the final scores that we have in thus far. Here's some partial scores going on throughout the state tonight in Class C2. After one quarter, Fremont Bergen is leading Laurel Concord by the score of 7-0. Here's a local score for you in the fourth quarter. Elgin Pope John is leading Lawrence Nelson by the score of 19-6. Gary DeBoer, his career could be coming to an end as he announced at the beginning of the season that he will finish out his coaching career at Lawrence Nelson after some 42 years after the season. And right now the Raiders are trailing Pope John by the score of 19-6. That is in the fourth quarter. At the end of the first quarter, Amherst is leading Arapahoe by the score of 20-6. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Battle Creek, 21-6. Some other scores that we have in. Chambers is leading Stewart at halftime by a score of 38-8. At an early score in, it was Giltner out on top of Franklin as the Hornets have scored a couple of times. They've got a 16-0 lead over the Franklin Flyers. And at last check, Ravenna had the lead over Kearney Catholic. The score was 7-0. So again, 21-6 is our score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Battle Creek. The Hawks have scored on a 97-yard kickoff return by Dalton Seeley, a 42-yard pass interception, a return for a touchdown by Paul Gennert, and the Hawks have also scored in a 19-yard touchdown run by Ben Conan so far in the ball game. Battle Creek has scored on a 35-yard touchdown pass from Jamie Gray to Ryan Heller, and we're sitting at 21-6 at halftime here tonight in Class C1. After the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game. We'll also have our coaches post-game show. And then the boys will be along. Blaine Bulis and Tyson Avronik will be back at the KHAS Sports Studios to bring you up to date on all the final scores from throughout the state of Nebraska here tonight. 21-6 the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Battle Creek. We will come back. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now. It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of 4 select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS, 21-6. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Braves of Battle Creek. So one thing we won't have, Jimmy, in the second half, and that's the running clock. St. Cecilia has been kind of accustomed to that throughout the 2009 season. In fact, they have beaten all 8 of their opponents by at least 22 points. And that was at the opening ball game of the season when they played Minden. So it's been a while since the Hawks have really been in a four-quarter football game here.
Well, yeah, and you take away the big plays, the kickoff return and the interception, and this is really a dandy here. So a couple of big plays have propelled St. Cecilia out to this lead. But, again, a very stingy Battle Creek club comes into town here with a 4-4 record, and they are really standing the test against St. Cecilia. And, yeah, usually St. Cecilia, known for the very quick games, they get the continuous clock going in the second half, and we're far away from that. And a lot of the starters usually coming out in the third quarter, they're looking right now like they might see a lot of action in the ball game as we continue to look down on the field. The team's warming up and getting ready for the second half action. Rain continues to fall here in Hastings, and the puddles continue to grow and grow. And later on, I think we can go for a swim.
I brought my fishing pole tonight. Maybe we can do some of that.
Tell you what, the way it's piled up on the hash marks, I could probably pull you. We could do a little trolling.
The Hawks averaged 427 yards per ball game throughout the season. What did they got in the first half? 85.
85. 30 through the air on 2 of 3 passing, 1 interception by Bo Swinka. The Hawks have carried it 18 times for 55 yards. So unlike a Hawk offense, we've done the games where they've been up close to 250 to 300 yards at the end of the first half. I know Seeley normally is used to having over 100-yard games by halftime here in this ball game. 9 carries, 41 yards for Seeley. Ben Conan, 4 carries, 34 yards, and that one touchdown here in the ball game.
Ravenna has got the lead over Kearney Catholic. This score just in, 7-0 is the score there as the Jays have the lead over the Stars at halftime. Been a busy day across the state of Nebraska for high school football. More action going on tonight. We'll recap everything at the end of this baby here tonight with the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show with Blaine Bulis and Tyson Hebronik. So stick around. Hastings St. Cecilia will have to kick off to begin the second half. So Battle Creek is going to get the ball first here in the second half.
Well, and remember that opening kickoff went the distance as Dalton Seeley took a 97 yards right up the middle. So we'll have the Hawks on defense here against this Battle Creek offense. 133 total yards for Battle Creek here in the half.
Behrman grabs it at the 10. He's back to the 20. He's to the 25, to the 26, to the 27-yard line. That's where Battle Creek will start. Tackle is made in there by Wade Dykeman on the special teams. So Battle Creek just kind of content with running the football with Marks and then Pointer and then Brad Landman. They've taken a couple of shots up over the top with their quarterback Jamie Gray. They're most favorite receiver so far has been Ryan Heller, their tight end.
Yeah, and Heller has been able to get loose behind the linebacking core of St. Cecilia, so we'll see what the coaches to the right of us elect to do. Heller, the leading receiver, he has split out to the far side right up against that Battle Creek sidelines.
Here's a Gray. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going straight up the pipe, and that's a yard maybe. maybe a one-yard gain as Marks runs into the interior of the defensive line there. Second down and 9 yards to go. Pick up of only one on the play by Matt Marks. What has he done so far in this football game?
That would be 13 carries now and 37 yards for the big fullback. He's really carried the load. There's only been a couple other guys for Battle Creek that have touched the football, but it's really been on the arm of Jamie Gray. Him and Heller have really been a good connection tonight.
He did just 28 yards to go over the 1,000-yard mark for the season. He will get the call again. No, that's a Lamman with the ball across the 30, out to about the 32-yard line. So Lamman carries the ball there. Tackle is made in there by Hastings St. Cecilia. Coming up to make this stop again is going to be Wade Dykman. So that's going to bring up a third down situation, third down at about 4 yards to go. I wonder how our main man, Gene, the fine-tuned dancing machine, is doing down there on the chain gang tonight for St. Cecilia.
Well, it's really hard to determine which is which down there on that far sideline. They're all bundled up, very cold and very wet. I'm glad I'm up here.
Here's Marks again. This time he's going to be hit immediately. A.J. Toms. Toms, a 240-pound senior, knocks down Marks. So they go three plays and out. And now Battle Creek is going to have to put the football away. So a good defensive stand there in the opening possession by the Blue Hawks.
Probably the best defensive stand we have seen tonight by the St. Cecilia defense. And holding Battle Creek to a three and out, very big blow, because if there was any momentum on the side of Battle Creek, it was definitely the door slammed on them right now, as we see Dalton Seeley back deep and Action Jackson back there for the Hawks as they'll receive this Battle Creek punt.
Cody Barr, the Jackson three. It's a low snap. He fumbles the football, picks it up off of the turf, and then gets it away. Big break there. Seeley grabs the ball at the 45-yard line. He's back to the 50. Seeley into brave territory to the 45-yard line and brought down there.
But all for naught. This will be a roughing the kicker.
Wow.
On St. Cecilia's, I believe it was, it wasn't stirrup in there.
A roughing the kicker call on Hastings St. Cecilia.
That was on A.J. Toms. After a big defensive stand by Toms, he gets into the punter as the snap was low. The punter had trouble fielding it. The official was standing right there, and Toms bumps into the punter, knocks him to the turf, and the Hawks were going to have tremendous field position. Seeley was able to bring that all the way into Battle Creek territory, but all for naught. The penalty gets Battle Creek a first down, and they continue on the march.
That is a 15-yard penalty marched off against St. Cecilia, so the Battle Creek offense comes back out. I'll tell you what, the Braves are just a play or two away from really making this an interesting football game here tonight. First down and 10 now. First down and 10 for Battle Creek. They have got the ball up around the 48-yard line now. That's their own 48. 9:53 to play here in the third quarter, 21-6. Hawks have the lead. Jamie Gray is the quarterback here for Battle Creek. He fakes the first man through, and then Gray takes the ball to about the 50-yard line. A pickup of about 2 yards in the play for Gray. We'll bring it to second down and 8 yards to go as they get it close to the 50-yard line. We're in the second half of play here at the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Rain has fallen throughout most of the ball game here tonight. Second down and 8 yards to go. The ball is at the 50-yard line. First offensive possession of the second half here for Battle Creek. This one has been sustained by the roughing the kicker call and the punt. There's a play-action pass. Gray wants to throw the football again. Does so. Hellers makes a catch at the 30-yard line, down the sideline, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. Another touchdown connection from Gray to Heller, and Battle Creek is back into the football game. That was a 51-yard pass.
And again, protection was there for Battle Creek as the quarterback, Gray, was able to kind of roll to the right side. And again, Heller lined up on the far right side against the Battle Creek sidelines. Just simply run that down and in pattern across the center of the field where he's been open all night. St. Cecilia did not find out where he was. They did once he reached the end zone, as he makes a nice reception over the secondary. Takes it 51 yards for the distance. We talked about momentum. You know where it is right now. It's on the side with the guys in the white jerseys as they draw closer to the Hawks now. It's 21-12. Battle Creek will line up and go for two here.
9:01 to play here in the second quarter. Battle Creek has found something in the Blue Hawk passing game here tonight. Their pass defense. They go for the two-point conversion. They will hand the ball away, and that's going to be no good, as Lamman is going to be stacked up on the play by the Hastings St. Cecilia defense. So the two-point conversion is no good. 9:01 to play here in the third quarter. The Braves get on the scoreboard first here in the second half. A 51-yard touchdown pass from Jamie Gray to Ryan Heller. And now with 9:01 to play in the third quarter, St. Cecilia 21 and Battle Creek 12.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'll tell you what, Battle Creek has come to play in this football game here tonight.
Well, they really have, and they've got the attention of our neighbors to the right here, the Battle Creek coaching staff. They are all jacked up as they just convert on a nice drive. Remember, though, again, a big, big penalty. It was that roughing the punter call that enabled Battle Creek to get a first down. They move the ball up to the 49, and then they connect with Ryan Heller on a 51-yard touchdown pass. Now Heller with 104 yards of receiving on just four catches tonight.
Here comes the kickoff now for Battle Creek. St. Cecilia bringing the ball back across the 25 to the 30, out to the 35 to the 40, and St. Cecilia going to have a good field position here as they bring the ball to the 40. So now we'll see what St. Cecilia can do. They get their hands on the football for the first time here in the second half with 8:54 remaining in the third quarter. It's 21-12.
We talk about playoff football. Got a final score in from Blue Hill. My correspondent down there said it was about like watching paint dry. It was a run right, run left. Not a cloud of dust. It was rainy, but Blue Hill advances. They beat Southwest this evening 13-0.
So Blue Hill will move on in Class C2, a 13-0 win over Southwest. Getting loose on the play now is going to be Bo Schwenka, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. He goes 60 yards on a quarterback keeper. So the Hawks get it right back. Bo Schwenka runs it 60 yards for a touchdown, and the Hawks are on the board.
This has been absolutely the strangest game I have seen in a lot of years. We talk about the big plays. The Hawks get an opening kickoff that goes the distance for a touchdown. The next drive, they get an interception. It goes for a touchdown. Then they kind of get a little bit of a ground game going, and they get a touchdown. And then here, just a simple quarterback keeper right off the right side, and Schwenka gets in the secondary, takes it 60 yards, and just that quick, the Hawks are back on top, 27-12.
Here comes the extra point now by Seeley. He sends it toward the uprights. That one is going to be good. So Schwenka ran a quarterback sneak for a touchdown last week against GICC. This time, I don't think anybody touched him again as Bo Schwenka goes 60 yards for the score. 8:43 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 28 and the Battle Creek Braves 12.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so just as the Big Mo heads to the Battle Creek side, is back here on the St. Cecilia sideline now after Bo Schwenka takes it 60 yards for a touchdown.
This is incredible. This game has been really made up of turnovers and big, big plays. Battle Creek doing it through the air. St. Cecilia doing it really on kind of some fluke plays as this kick's going to go through the end zone as the fullback back there receiving, Matt Marks, just lets the ball kind of pound through the puddles, and Battle Creek will take over at the 20-yard line as they trail here 28-12 with 8:43 left to go in the ball game. We talked about the numbers coming in. Zach Bierman's been the go-to guy as far as offensively for Battle Creek this season, but it's been Ryan Heller tonight. He has all four receptions for Battle Creek, 104 yards, one touchdown. He has catches of 18, 35, 20, and 51. My goodness, Randy Aarons, where is Heller at this evening? Find him.
First down and 10 yards to go now for Battle Creek. Running with the football is going to be Gray, the quarterback, and Gray brings it to about the 22-yard line. A quarterback keeper around the right end as he takes it for a couple of yards there.
And there was a fumble on the play there as we've seen the pads come out of the officials' pockets. Again, the ball down to the turf. That's going to be a holding call on Battle Creek, so it'll penalize them 5 yards. But again, the ball down on the turf. I believe that's the sixth turnover or the sixth fumble here this evening on this wet surface.
Playing down here at the end where a lot of the water is situated. This can be a big penalty, too, marched off against the Battle Creek Braves. It's going to be a holding call against the Battle Creek, and they're going to move the football back here to the 5-yard line. So the line of scrimmage was the 20. Why wasn't that half of the distance? As at the 20-yard line, they're going to move this back 15 yards back to the 5-yard line. And now the other official from the far sideline is going to come in and discuss this a little bit. So that's what they might be conferring about right now, and that's the case. This should be half of the distance to the goal line. Wow. I thought so.
Yeah. So now they'll bring it out. They'll spot it down at the now they're yet to place it down.
What are they doing here? They're going to put it down at the 7 now, which makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
All right, so it's first down and about to, 22 yards to go as they hand the ball away. That's Marsh. He fumbles the football. It's going to be picked up again by St. Cecilia, I do believe, as there's a big stack up down here at about the 18-yard line. The ball came shooting out of there. I think, they got back on top of it. A lot of blue shirts around, but at the bottom of the stack for Battle Creek was number 79, Ethan Porter, the guard.
Shooting out of there. It comes shooting out of there because the running back was unloaded on. My goodness, Ben Conan, number 27, made an outstanding hit as the running back for Battle Creek just cleared the line of scrimmage, upended him, feet completely in the air. That ball come out, so again, another fumble, but Battle Creek gets on top of it. We'll give him a short gain, going to bring him second down and 13. Now we have, an official's timeout as he is in the Battle Creek huddle.
I think we got some equipment problems. Might be the hat on the ball carrier as he was jarred there by the Blue Hawk defense. Second down now and 13 yards to go, 7:45 to play. This has been a strange football game tonight. Third quarter, Blue Hawks have the lead 28-12 over upset-minded Battle Creek here tonight. Here's the quarterback handing the ball away to Marks, and he just goes straight ahead, and he's going to be tackled in the play after a short game. So Marks carries it for about a yard, maybe. A.J. Toms into the stop there for St. Cecilia defensively. And now Battle Creek is looking at a third down situation. It just seems like they live for the big plays here. They just pound the ball up inside a couple of times. Now they're looking at third down and 13. And this is where they have been able to come up with some big plays against the St. Cecilia defense.
Well, they will have. And I'm going to tell you one guy you need to be aware of where he's at on the field is that the tight end, Ryan Heller. As we've talked about, Heller has all the catches. He will split out to the far side. And St. Cecilia needs to be aware of where Heller is on this play. And now we got officials blowing her dead. We got a timeout, Battle Creek.
Yeah, Bierman was coming in motion to the near side, and Battle Creek will call the timeout here. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play. We're in quarter number 3 at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 28, Battle Creek 12.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Class C2, Cambridge has got the lead over Chase County in the fourth quarter. It is 38-8. Bishop Newman, after three quarters, leading in Class C1 over Falls City, the score there 16-0, as we keep you up to date on some of the playoff activity throughout the state. Third down and 13 yards to go here for Battle Creek. They trail St. Cecilia by the score of 28-12. Line of scrimmage is the 17-yard line. Jamie Gray, the quarterback, has got the ball, wants to throw the football, unloads again as they look for Heller downfield. That one is incomplete. That time, Jimmy, they had three Blue Hawks around Ryan Heller.
Well, not a very pretty pass from the quarterback, Jamie Gray. That thing fluttered up there, looked like an incoming duck trying to land in these pools of water. But again, three St. Cecilia Blue Hawks around there defensively that time. And another penalty flag down.
A chop block, I think, is the indication against the Battle Creek Braves. Are blocking below the knees there as the indication comes down. It's going to be declined by Hastings St. Cecilia. That will bring up a fourth down situation.
Well, and now you're going to be, St. Cecilia defense comes up with a big stop. Now you're going to be looking at St. Cecilia getting some pretty good field position here with the Battle Creek punt. We're going to see Seeley. He's standing at the Battle Creek 48-yard line, and in the back with him, it's the man, Action Jackson.
Doesn't it seem like we have played the entire ball game on the south end of the field tonight?
Well, it really does. After the opening kickoff, Battle Creek had a couple of series down here to the left, but pretty much everything's been down here to our right.
Here comes the punt. It's going to head towards Seeley. Grabs the ball at the 42, down the sideline, 35-30, runs over a man at the 25 and goes out of bounds. You just can't give St. Cecilia the short field that Battle Creek has given them tonight, as the Braves have coughed up the football a couple of times in their own red zone. St. Cecilia has been able to cash in. And now they give them the short field here on the punt. And we're going to have here comes a penalty on St. Cecilia.
Yeah, again, shooting themselves in the foot. That one there, nearly a 23-yard punt. And Seeley on the return in front of the Battle Creek bench takes it to almost 16 yards downfield. And the Hawks were going to have it inside the 25-yard line. Now they're going to bring it back here. So not a very crisp and clean game. I'm sure Carl Tez were not very pleased with the way his offense has played. But the defense has stood the test. And it's been big play, special teams, and also the defense with another interception and a return for a touchdown that's propelled the Hawks out to this 28-12 lead. 6:32 left to go here in the third quarter, and they'll spot it down at the 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Hawks.
St. Cecilia, the offensive unit comes back out. Wide receivers go left and right as Schwenka hands the ball away to Steely's got a hole. 35-30 down to the 25-yard line and brought down to the 24. It doesn't take much for Dalton Seeley to spring loose there. Jamie Gray makes a touchdown-saving tackle there for Battle Creek. The safety coming up, the 5'9", 150-pound junior. But Dalton Seeley up inside carries the load down to the 24-yard line, a first down for the Hawks.
Nice gain of 15 yards and a tough run by Dalton Seeley. 10 carries, 56 yards now. And maybe Seeley's got his motor up and running now as he picked up some good blocks right up the middle there. One big one by Zach Stirrup to propel them to that first down, the sixth for the Hawks here in this evening.
All right, Schwenka up under center again. Again gives the ball away to Seeley. This time he is met at the 22-yard line, and down he goes. That is Bierman over there defensively making the stop there. He's had a good ball game. Zach Bierman, the defensive end for Battle Creek, the 6'3", 190-pound senior, makes the stop on Seeley. Still a pickup of about 2 yards in the play. We'll call it second down. 8 yards to go. 5:45 to play in the third. It's 28-12. The Hawks with the lead. St. Cecilia breaking huddle. They got Ben Conan in the backfield along with Seeley. Young lined up as the slot man to the right side. Handoff goes to Conan on that little fullback trap. He slips away across the 20, down to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Battle Creek, very poor tackling right there as Conan takes the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line. Tackle is made by Jamie Gray. They had him locked up at the line of scrimmage, Jimmy, but he kind of squirts away, and Gray had to make a touchdown-saving tackle again down at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, again, that little trap play, which St. Cecilia likes to run with Conan. Conan scored on that same play from 19 yards out, and that there, very poor tackling. The 200-pound senior rambles into the secondary for Battle Creek, picks up 12 on that play, and another first down.
First down and goal. It's going to be Conan again up inside. He's at the 5-yard line. He just dances his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Conan scores his second touchdown of the ball game. This time he takes it in from 10 yards out. Made a little juke move there around the line of scrimmage, and I don't think anybody touched him as he takes it in from 10 yards out. And the Hawks now lead by the score of 34-12.
Four plays, 39 yards, and it was all set up on that 12-yard run. Trap play down to the 10-yard line by Ben Conan, and then he takes it in from 12 yards out, picks up some outstanding blocks, but again, tough, tough running by the St. Cecilia backs, and Seeley in for another point after.
Ball is down, the kick is up again, and Seeley adds another extra point. The PAT is good. So the Hawks tack on one more. Now they get themselves some breathing room here in the third quarter. 5:04 to play in quarter number three. Now St. Cecilia 35 and the Battle Creek Braves 12.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by the score of 35-12 now over the Battle Creek Braves. The Blueville Bobcats have won today. They beat Plain Southwest, a score of 13-0. Silver Lake was beaten earlier in the competition. And here comes the kickoff. It goes right through Marks' hands and go in and out of the end zone. We'll have all the scores coming up on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show later on tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Amherst has got the lead over Arapaho, 20-6. They're at halftime. Creighton has beaten Stanton today in Class C2. That's a C2 score in. It's 26-8 as Creighton picks up the win there. So it's going to be the Battle Creek Braves coming back out with the football. And they will start this first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line after the touchback. Jamie Gray, the quarterback, he's been successful throwing the ball around a little bit here tonight. Now he drops back to throw, throws it near side. It's going to be behind his intended receiver, trying to get it to Bierman. That time it was behind him. He's the leading receiver for Battle Creek. He had 22 catches and 410 yards coming into the football game here tonight, but that one was incomplete.
Well, and he has tried to go to Bierman. That's the second pass attempt to him. He does have one catch. That was for no gain in the ball game. But every time he's thrown to Bierman, he has been behind. But every time he's thrown to Ryan Heller, he has been right in stride, as Heller has been really the big bright spot for Battle Creek thus far in the ball game. But that falls incomplete, second down and 10, and it continues to pour here in Hastings.
Gray, play action pass, drops back, plenty of time. Now Gray flush out of the pocket, comes to the near side. He throws the ball down the near sideline. It's caught again. Heller has got the ball at the 43, across the 45, out to the 47-yard line. Where has this kid been all year? Ryan Heller makes the grab there right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. He comes across the 45 to the 47. That's a first down for Battle Creek.
Well, and the pocket broke down. Give Jamie Gray credit. He was composed in that pocket as he just kind of rolled to the left, trying to buy time. Ben Conan down on coverage. But again, the secondary allows Heller to get behind him. Gray delivers the ball perfectly. A nice catch. That one goes for 26 yards. Now five catches, 130 yards for Heller in the ballgame.
We're making him look like Fred Blitnikoff. Here's a handoff as they angle off to the left side, and that's not going to go too far. Well, they're just content with running the football, and then they put the whole series on the arm of Jamie Gray, and he's been coming up with play after play as he's found Ryan Heller out there, time in and time out. Battle Creek doing good job throwing the football here tonight against the St. Cecilia defense. Second down and about 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 48.
The Hawks have only attempted three passes. One of those was picked off by Battle Creek. On the other hand, Battle Creek has attempted 11 passes. And as we had said, 130 yards. All the receptions have gone to Heller tonight. So their head coach content to just try to throw it. Here they go through the air again.
Here comes the blitz. This time there's a sack back here at the 37-yard line. He had no chance to get that baby away. A sack in there by Hastings St. Cecilia. And coming up to make the stop for the Blue Hawks was Jake Schwartz, number 70.
And a big, big loss. A lot of pressure coming right up the middle. Battle Creek not able to pick up the blitz very well. And a couple of blue jerseys bounce on top of Jamie Gray. That's a loss of nearly 9 yards. So it's going to bring up third down and about 18 yards with 3:20 and counting left to go here in the third quarter. Going to bring up another, yet again, a big third down play. And if I'm Randy Aarons, I want to know where 47 is, and I want somebody glued to his shorts.
That was the 12th sack of the year for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now it's third down and 18 yards to go. The ball pushed back here to the 38-yard line. As a Battle Creek wants to throw the football again. Gray looking, throws it near his side, throws it up there. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted at the 45-yard line. Coming down with the ball is Ben Conan for the Blue Hawks.
Well, and again, Ben Conan gets to kind of get a mark back because he was able to allow Heller past him on that 26-yard gain. Again, they were going to Heller again. He was lined up on the right side in the slot. He runs that down and in pattern. Conan does a great job picking him up. And then the pass from Gray fluttered a little bit up into this rainy skylight here in Hastings. And Conan able to make a nice pick right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. They get the turnover. That's the second interception for Gray this evening, and with 2:51 left to go here, the Hawks have the football at their own 46.
Now Battle Creek, if they want to stay in the football game, they've got to keep the Blue Hawks off of the scoreboard. Under 3 minutes to go, they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 34-12. Schwenka has problems with the snap again, picks it off of the turf, and then hands it away, but he's snowed under back here at the 42-yard line. Had problems with the ball. They picked it off of the turf, and they just kind of handed it away to Andrew Young. Here, you take it. I don't want it. And down he goes as Young has dropped back here at the 42-yard. No, they're going to give him the 44. A loss of only 2 yards in the play, third down or second down and 12.
Yeah, and again, a greasy pig down on the field as we've talked about the puddles on the hash marks, and that's right where the football is on the right hash. But that one there just simply fell to the turf. Again, that's the seventh time a ball has fallen to the turf tonight. Quarter-center exchange has been very, very tough tonight.
Here's a handoff again as St. Cecilia keeps the ball on the ground across the 45 out to the 46, maybe to the 47-yard line. And in there, again, for St. Cecilia is going to be Conan as he takes it for about 3 yards into play. And now the Blue Hawks looking at a third down and nine situation. Third down and nine from their own 47-yard line. 1:52 left here in the third quarter.
It has been anything but easy for St. Cecilia on the ground. 159 yards of total offense on the ground tonight. But you take away that 60-yard quarterback run that for the touchdown the Schwenka had, it really gets it much closer here.
Here's Bo. He wants to throw the ball out there. Gettert grabs the ball at the 45 to the 40, 35, and he's chopped down at the 35 by Gray, the safety back there for Battle Creek. So Bo hasn't thrown the ball a whole lot here for St. Cecilia, but he finds Gettert wide open out on the far sideline, and Gettert advances the ball. They say he was knocked out of bounds at the 33, but that's a first down for the Blue Hawks.
Gettert, a big target out there, 205 pounds. He finds him on the wing. He's able to take it downfield for a 21-yard gain deep into Battle Creek territory. Going to bring a first and 10. The ball down to the 33. Gettert with a couple of receptions tonight for 36 yards.
Dykeman into the ball game now. Gettert comes out. Dykeman will be your wide out to the left side. Andrew Young will be in the slot to the left side as the backs will be in the I formation and first down and 10. Handoff goes to Conan as he bangs his way down to the 30-yard line. A pickup of 1, maybe 2 yards in a play. Brett Schlotte in on the stop there for Battle Creek, that big 6'5", 280-pound senior for the Braves.
Tell you
a pickup of 3, second down and 7.
Tell you what, he has been had his name mentioned several times tonight. We talked about Zach Stirrup as far as on the St. Cecilia side things. And Schulte, I tell you, a big, big product in their number 77. Now he'll rotate to the right side here. Has been a force here defensively.
Second down and 7. Quick pitch comes to Dalton Seely. Seely's at the 30-yard line. Breaks outside 25-20. Seely still on his feet to the 15 and run out of bounds here on the near side. They say he stepped out here at the 13, but Dalton Seely on a stretch play to the wide side of the field. Takes the ball down to the 13-yard line, and the Blue Hawks on the move again.
19-yard gain, and another thing that Dalton Seely does so well, as so many good backs do, follow your blockers. And again, Ben Conan out in front of Seely there on that play, had his hand on Conan's back, just kind of guiding him along as he went. It picks up 19 yards, adding to Seely's numbers tonight, now 75 yards tonight of rushing, and another first down for the Hawks.
All right, here's a handoff again to Seely, dancing his way to the line of scrimmage, the 10. He moves the ball down to the 5-yard line. The Hawks knocking on touchdown door again with 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter, already leading by the score of 35-12 here in the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. So the play comes in here on the near side. We'll see if the Hawks will run another play. We're at 7 seconds as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Gettert will be your wide receiver to the left side. Backs in the eye. We're down to 2 seconds. 1 second, they get the snap away. Schwenka goes straight ahead as he just takes it off of left tackle as he takes it inside to 5, down to about the 3-yard line. Should have enough for a first down here as we will change ends. That's going to be the end of quarter number 3 here tonight. High school football coverage on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 35 and the Battle Creek Braves 12.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical
Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. 35-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. We'll head to the north end zone now. St. Cecilia will be looking at first down and goal from about the two-yard line. Schwinka just goes straight ahead. Did he fumble the football? Did he fumble the football? Yes, he did. The second time tonight that Bo Schwinka has fumbled a football inside the five-yard line, and the Braves are on top of things.
Well, and again, a big, big break for Battle Creek as St. Cecilia is going in for an apparent touchdown again like they were in the first half. That was from about the one-yard line. This one here was on the two, but again, Schwinka having a tough time handling onto the pig, and it goes down to the turf. So St. Cecilia, with any chance to put points on the board there, it falls away via the fumble, and now Battle Creek will take over on their own three-yard line.
So now the Braves are backed up in their own end here. But they keep the Blue Hawks off of the scoreboard. Here's a handoff, and I think they got him in the end zone. A handoff to Marks, and the officials come out. They're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. They're going to give him about the half-yard line. And now the Blue Hawk defense, they're snorting down there. They smell points, don't they?
Well, you look at what they've done in the third quarter. Rushing the football was Battle Creek for 15 times, minus 4 yards. Had a couple of big quarterback sacks, but they did the damage through the air. 77 yards was a Jamie Gray. 2 of 5 for 77 yards, a pick, and a touchdown there in that third quarter. So 73 total yards of offense, but they've got their back against the wall now. Second down and long for Battle Creek.
Right about the 1 yard line, and now Gray wants to throw the football. That one is knocked down. That is knocked down by the Blue Hawks up there on that defensive line. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up a third down and 12 situation with a football pushed back here at the one-yard line.
We talk about Battle Creek's numbers in the third quarter. St. Cecilia, Bo Schwinka, 1-on-1 passing there in the third quarter for 21 yards. That pass going to Gettert. They rushed the ball 11 times for 132 yards, so 153 a total offense for St. Cecilia that third quarter and 5 first downs. I'll get to some individual numbers after this play.
Third down and 12 yards to go. The ball just outside the 1 yard line here for Battle Creek. They're going to throw the football down the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted, and it can be returned back here for St. Cecilia all the way into the end zone for the touchdown. It is returned for St. Cecilia all the way back for a touchdown. It is Joel Ryan. Returns that maybe 30 yards for a touchdown. So Gray throws it from his own end zone, just kind of threw it up there for grabs. It's intercepted by Joel Ryan as he takes it down the right sideline for the touchdown, and the Hawks are on the board again.
Well, and again, big, big plays. The third interception for Jamie Gray on 14 pass attempts this evening. And again, the Hawks come up with a big play. The second interception that's gone the distance for a touchdown here this evening. It's been kickoff returns. It's been interceptions. This Hawk team really molding together tonight. Now they extend their lead with Seeley in for the point after. The ball is down. The kick is up. It is good. So they extend their lead now to 41-12 with 10:52 left to go here in the ball game.
So St. Cecilia rolling now here in quarter number four. Well on their way to the advancement here in the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. 10:52 remaining in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 41, Battle Creek 12.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Here's the kickoff by St. Cecilia. It's going to be returned here by Battle Creek as they come up in the center of the field, out across the 20, out to about the 22-yard line. The extra point was no good. You blew that call,
well,
my man.
I watch it down here, and the one official kind of raises and went off to the right, upright, and he was kind of going up with these arms. I look down and start figuring some stuff up again. I look at the scoreboard. I'm like, now, wait a minute. That should be 42. And our main man back at the studio, Tyson Hronik. Good spot there, my friend. That kick was no good, but needless to say, the Hawks are comfortably ahead here now, 41-12.
10:45 to play here in quarter number four as Battle Creek comes back out offensively. Here's a handoff. Penalty flag goes down as Lamon is thrown down to the turf here as he picks up a yard, maybe two. Tackle was made in there by St. Cecilia defensively. That is a Tom Krikak who's into the ball game now. And the penalty is going to go. Boy, they've seen three or four holding calls that have been big here in the second half as Battle Creek is penalized again.
Well, and again, we go back to that interception that Joe Ryan had that went the distance from 30 yards out. The pass from Jamie Gray was not very good when he had a lot of pressure coming up right into his face, and he just simply threw it right up into the air. It was like a just a high punt. The receiver was not even anywhere close. Joe Ryan there makes a nice reception and takes it all the way downfield. So the Hawks extend their lead, and now Battle Creek with that holding call will be pinned back here. They'll have a first and 20, the ball on the 12-yard line.
One lone setback, that is Marks in the backfield. Man comes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to Marks as he just tries to get some territory behind him here as he brings the ball up to about the 18-yard line. A pickup of a couple of yards in the play. We'll call him pickup of six, but still second down and long. Got another score in Sutherland. Beat Cross County today by a score of 55-20. So that sets up the second round matchup for Blue Hill. It'll be Blue Hill playing at home next week against Sutherland. Blue Hill won over Southwest today 13-0. Those two teams will play next Wednesday. Blue Hill and Sutherland in Blue Hill in the second round of the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. 9:47 to play here. 41-12. The Hawks in control now as Gray carries the ball to the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Krikak again into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Had a lot of help, a lot of blue shirts over there. Last guy to get up for St. Cecilia was number 70, Jake Schwartz, who's still in the ball game. Third down now and 10 yards to go for the Blue Hawks. 9:23 remaining. We'll have our player of the game and the coach's post-game show here from the Osborne Sports Complex, and then we'll send you back to the KHAS Sports Studios. Tyson Evronik and Blaine Beulah standing by. They'll have all the scores from across the state. As the state playoffs get underway here tonight, there's the ball fumbled by the quarterback. It's picked up by Gray. Now he's running for his life, and Gray brings it to the 22-yard line. That's going to be Krikak again, and it'll stop there for St. Cecilia. Also making the stop in there for the Blue Hawks was number 66, Nathan Susie, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia D. A pickup of about 2 yards in the play. It's now fourth down and 8, and Battle Creek will have to punt the football away.
Yeah, good defensive stand there by the first and second teamers for St. Cecilia. Randy Aaron starting to shuttle guys in. Now comfortably ahead, 41-12. Seeley and Jackson back. They'll stand at their own 45-yard line to field this Battle Creek punt.
So, Jackson is back there, part of the Jackson 3. Action Jackson, he's going to wait for it, and he's going to grab the ball at the 40-yard line. Look out. He's at the 45. Hee-haw, hee-haw. Dancing his way to the 50-yard line, to the 45, to the 44, and he's brought down there. We need to get that Jackson, one of those Jackson 5 songs that we need to get when Jace Jackson brings back the ball. We've still got some games left.
If only he would tear one glove off.
Oh, yeah.
Go out there, but a nice catch there on the punt, a 36-yard punt. Jackson fields it at about the 42-yard line, able to go off the left side, picked up a nice block by Seeley, and then whoop, right down inside Battle Creek territory. They'll spot her down at the 44-yard line where this hot offense, after a big, big third quarter, will take over. We'll check the lineup here. It's going to be Swinka still at quarterback, Conan at fullback, and Seeley at the tailback.
First down, 10 from the 44-yard line. Here's a handoff that goes to Nathan Young in that little reverse play, and that is smelled out immediately by Bierman and throws him for a loss of a couple of yards. Wait till Action Jackson runs next year out of the offensive set. They expect him to move into the offensive set in the starting rotation.
Tell you what, that'll be scary. We'll be the voice of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks.
We'll have to find us some Jackson 5 music
yes,
that we can sing
yes,
along.
We'll see, maybe some intro music.
He's an exciting runner. Loss of two in the last play. Second down, 12 yards to go. The ball pushed back to the 47. Now a penalty flag is down. And what do we have now? We got an illegal procedure call in St. Cecilia.
I tell you what, once these games get out of hand, we have a tendency to get out of hand. I was going to mention some individual numbers for St. Cecilia. Paul Gettert, 2 catches tonight, 36 yards, a nice evening for him. And you look at rushing again, Dalton Seeley leading the way, 13 carries, 85 yards. And Ben Conan, 8 carries, 60 yards, a couple of touchdowns, those coming from 10 and 19 yards respectively. This penalty goes against the Hawks, will bring us up second down and 17, back in their own territory at the 49.
Schwenke turns, hands the ball away to Seeley, gets outside 50, Seeley 45, puts his head down, drives to the 40, down to about the 39-yard line. Dalton Seeley having a good night tonight for St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks still going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down. Third down after the penalties. Cambridge beat Chase County today 44-8. That game is final. Here's a halftime score. Syracuse is leading Fairbury. The score is 6-0. Wahoo Newman in Class C1 has picked up a win over Falls City tonight, 24-0. The final score there. So Wahoo Newman will continue on in Class C1. Now we got a player down here for the Battle Creek Braves as they will tend to him at the 43-yard line.
Well, it's been anything but easy for Dalton Seeley tonight. As we had mentioned, his numbers coming in, 117 carries and 1,129 yards, 22 touchdowns. He's yet to have a touchdown here this evening, but he's getting very close to the 100-yard mark. We'll give him 96 yards. So on the season for Seeley, 1,225 yards. Well, he's done a lot of it in the second half here. First half, he was really pinned in. 9 carries, 41 yards, and they really opened up some nice holes for Seeley here the second half as that last play went for 11 yards as they helped the injured Battle Creek player off.
Tanner Widener is the injured player, a 6'1", 220-pound senior, as they will help him to the far sideline. 7:08 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by the score of 41-12. And now the Blue Hawks will have to wait until tomorrow night to figure out who they're going to play next Wednesday. Gordon, Rushville, and Valentine will play tomorrow night in either Gordon or Rushville. I'm not sure where they play their home games out that
wherever
way.
Wherever there will be snow and it will be mountain time.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, they'll be playing tomorrow night, and the winners will play St. Cecilia next Wednesday. Third down and 7 yards to go. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Seeley. He's across the 40, breaks outside 35, 30. He's on his way to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dalton Seeley. Takes it in from 40 yards out of the Blue Hawks. In the end zone again, this time with 6:40 to play.
137 yards now on 15 carries, and we talked about him yet to have a touchdown coming into the ballgame with 22 of them on the season. Now give him 33, and he extends his performance on the season. Will give him 41 on that. So now 1,266 yards for Dalton Seeley on the season as he'll be out there to attempt this point after just an outstanding year for Dalton Seeley. And maybe a little bit injured down there. See him kind of stretching out as he gets ready to kick this, but he'll stay in there. Bo Schwenke will hold for the Hawks.
All right, ball is down. The kick is up. Here comes the extra point there by Seeley. This time he misses that one.
Now that looked good.
The PAT is no good, the guys in the black and white suits say. So the extra point is no good. And we got 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the football game. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 47, Battle Creek 12.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of 4 select tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st, 2009. Ask CPI and Mr. Tire for details. And get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI and Mr. Tire.
Oh, you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. 47-12 is the score. He's seeing St. Cecilia now out on top of Battle Creek. The kickoff comes back out across the 30 to the 33-yard line.
Check
Braves.
Check your Jackson 5 music trivia there. I believe that was ABC.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. It's easy as you and me.
I'll tell you what, even our producers start to waver when the game gets out of control. 47-12 is the score. Just kind of looking at the next round here with a Gordon Rushville playing Valentine tomorrow night. We are true Gordon Rushville fans tomorrow night. That would give Hastings St. Cecilia a home game next Wednesday. If Valentine would come out on top there, we would be heading with the Blue Hawks to Valentine next Wednesday. Wow. I don't think I've ever been to Valentine, especially after they got the snowstorm.
Yeah.
First running play comes up here to about the 38-yard line, a pickup of about 6 yards in a play, second down and 4 yards to go. So second down and four, Battle Creek now trailing in the ball game by 35 points. We've actually got the running clock going now, but only 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the football game. Grace is in there at quarterback. He's going to run it across the 40 into the open 45-50 into Blue Hawk territory, and he has run out of bounds to the 45-yard line. So a first down here for the Battle Creek Braves. So Gordon Rushville, 7-1 in the season, will play Valentine tomorrow night. They are 4-4.
Well, we've seen what a 4-4 squad will do, and this has been a very stubborn Battle Creek football team. But St. Cecilia, with some big plays, some big turnovers, has really gotten out on top of Battle Creek here this evening. So, yeah, that trip to Valentine would be quite pleasant this time of year.
First down and 10 now for the Battle Creek Braves as they hand the ball to the first man through there, and he is banged up immediately as he brings it across the 45 to about the 44. You know, if things shake out tomorrow night, we could have next week games at Gearing and at Valentine with Adams Central and St. Cecilia if things shake out that way.
Boy, never thought it'd be so beautiful in the Panhandle, Northern Panhandle. That would be just beautiful up there.
I will tell you, Platte River Radio does not own a Learjet. 4:18 to play in the ballgame. It's 47-12. The Hawks have the lead, and now we got a timeout from Battle Creek.
We couldn't board the Cessna?
Juice up the Sable. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 47, Battle Creek 12.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Again, high school football tomorrow night. Adams Central will play against the Seward Blue Jays. Airtime tomorrow night will be at 6:45, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Hastings College enjoying the bye week this weekend, so no Bronco football on Saturday. Huskers playing down in Waco, Texas against the Baylor Bears. They'll get started at 11:40 on Saturday. Airtime 6:30 in the morning on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Here's Behrman with the ball as he comes back and gets it on a little reverse play as he takes the ball to about the 41-yard line where he's going to be tackled on the play there by St. Cecilia, trying to get outside there. And he was tackled there by Nathan Soucy and the gang from Hastings St. Cecilia. So a third down situation under 4 minutes to play now here in the football game.
Starting to see a lot of young Hawks now into the ball game as Randy Aarons continues to shuttle new players in and out of the ball game. We see Dalton Seeley, he's standing down on the sidelines, Ben Conan. A lot of the starters out of the ball game as they are comfortably ahead here, 47-12, and they will advance on to the second round of the Class C1 playoffs.
Here's Gray up under center, hands the ball away to the first man through there. That's Mark still into the ball game as he takes the ball down to the 34-yard line where he is brought down into play. Tackle was made in there by Hastings St. Cecilia, and on the stop there was Spencer Siminski, a 170-pound senior. So some young Hawks flying from their nest here in the fourth quarter. 3:15 to go. It's 47-12. St. Cecilia with the lead here. So St. Cecilia will go to 9-0 after this one here tonight. Battle Creek will finish their season with a losing record at 4 wins and 5 losses. Gray again fumbles the ball as he pulls away from center, and then he falls on top of it here at the 34-yard line. Pouncing on his back there for St. Cecilia was Ryan Sheehy, number 71. 3 minutes to play in the football game. We got a fourth down call there for Battle Creek, so they turn it over on downs, and St. Cecilia will come back out offensively now. First down and 10 on their own 35.
And I believe we've got the Ostrander in there at quarterback for St. Cecilia. Yeah, we've got a lot of the young Hawks getting their wings clipped this evening, getting some action here in a playoff ballgame.
So Ostrander into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He will run the play himself across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. Tackle is made by Jamie Gray defensively for Battle Creek. Amherst has got the lead over Arapaho in the third quarter. 26-6 is the score there Ravenna has got the lead over Kearney Catholic, 21-0. Start of the fourth quarter there. And now under 3 minutes to go here, Hastings St. Cecilia leading Battle Creek by the score of 47-12. Giltner has got the lead over Franklin at halftime. The score is 30-0.
Obviously, the rain doesn't bother Nate most.
I'm sure he's up and rolling again, the all-time leading passer now in Nebraska high school football history, surpassing a record by Scott Frost, former Husker. Running play goes straight up the middle there across the 40 out to the 41, and this one is all but in the books. Battle Creek makes the long trip from northeast Nebraska. They went nose-to-nose with Hastings St. Cecilia for a while here tonight, but, boy, too many big plays.
Well, it was, and they really had their backs broke right away in the ballgame, a 97-yard kickoff return by Dalton Seeley. And then on the next series, Battle Creek throws an interception, so before they could even get their shoes tied, they were trailing 14-0 in this ballgame. As we see another fumble on the play.
Yeah, Hostrander having problems pulling away from center. He's going to fall on the ball back here at the 39-yard line. So even the young Hawks that have been dry over here on the near sideline having some problems with the football. Buck 32 left here in the football game. It's 47-12. St. Cecilia has got the lead, and they're going to punt the football away here.
Yeah, and St. Cecilia sends a fresh 11 out onto the field here. So get your roster out, my friend. They're all seeing action tonight here in this C1 playoff game.
All right, who's going to punt the football now for St. Cecilia? Into the ball game for the Blue Hawks is going to be Jace Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Jace Jackson going to punt the football now for St. Cecilia. Low snap. He gets it away. A wobbly kick here. ABC 1-2-3 as it bounces at the 40-yard line. It'll take a Battle Creek bounce here. And they will down the football at the 44-yard line with 55 seconds to play. Battle Creek will have the ball.
21-yard punt by Jackson. We got Jared Jackson.
Jared Jackson is
He's a freshman.
We got Jace Jackson. He's a sophomore in there.
And Cody Jackson.
Yeah, Cody Jackson.
Junior. We've got a lot of shaking and baking for the next few years, at least 4 years. I don't recall any Jacksons in the midget football program, so that might be it, but
we might get up to the Jackson 5, you never can tell. First down and 10 yards to go. Battle Creek has got the ball on their own 45-yard line. And they've got a new quarterback in there as well. As he fumbles the football away, and there's a stack up down here. The Blue Hawks are on top of it. That was Travis Wright. He takes the first snap. And he's going to be snowed under, and then he fumbles the football. I think Jace Jackson comes up with the fumble recovery. It's going to be a long year if those guys get into the
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of long years. We've got a freshman and a sophomore and a junior. And Jace Jackson getting on top of the football there as Wright fumbles it away from his center quarterback exchange. That's been very difficult tonight, and the ball comes down to the turf. They lost about 5 yards, but St. Cecilia will take over now.
Look at the blue coats coming off now.
They will empty the bench here as we got a timeout with 50.4 seconds left to go here in the ball game. The Battle Creek coaches are packing up camp. They can get the basketballs out in Battle Creek.
Take a quick break here. 50 seconds to go. St. Cecilia 47, Battle Creek 12.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, St. Cecilia back here. First down and 10. They've got the ball at the Battle Creek 40-yard line. New quarterback in there for the Blue Hawks. We've got Xander Schmidt into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, a freshman, as he hands the ball away. And there's a fumble on the play. It's going to be recovered here by Battle Creek. The handoff came to Nick Bruliette, another freshman. That was a freshman team. He probably had in there right there. Bruliette coughs up the football, recovered here by Battle Creek, and now the Braves have the football at the 45.
Yeah, and it looked a lot like midget football. That was Packer quarterback Schmidt to Packer running back Bruliette. That kind of was similar to the midget football days.
And a Packer result.
And a Packer fumble. Result, a fumble and a turnover. You got to hold on to the pig, kids. 44 seconds left to go. This is getting sloppy here towards the end.
First down and 10 now for Battle Creek on their own 45-yard line. as they try to run the option play to the nearest side, and their quarterback is a new one in there again. That's Travis Wright, and Wright is going to be stopped. Little if any gain there. Tackle is made by St. Cecilia. Bryce Faber, number 9 over here, making the stop for the Bluehawks. Faber, a 155-pound junior. A pickup of a yard in the play. We'll call it second down and 9. This one is in the bag. The Bluehawks have got the lead 47-12 here in the football game. Right under center here for Battle Creek, probably their last play of the season, as he runs the option play to the other side. Wright gets away, brings it for a yard, maybe two, as he's drugged down from behind. And that, my friends, is going to be the football game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia will advance to the second round of the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. They will take on either Gordon Rushville or Valentine coming up next Wednesday night. Those two teams had their game postponed tonight because of the snow out in western Nebraska. They will play tomorrow, and the winner will play Hastings St. Cecilia next Wednesday. If Valentine wins, Hastings St. Cecilia will play at Valentine. If Gordon Rushville wins, they will play a home game next Wednesday in Hastings. But again, the final score of this one, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Battle Creek, the final score of 47-12. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
So the Bluehawks improved to 9 wins, no losses on the season. They will move on to the next round of the state playoffs next Wednesday. They knock off Battle Creek tonight by a score of 47-12. We'll get you the scoring. Got some final numbers coming up. Coach's post-game show. Then we'll move on back to the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll get you back with some scores from all the state playoff games in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 tonight. St. Cecilia got things started. If you were late getting here, you missed the first touchdown. A 97-yard kickoff return in the opening kickoff tonight. Dalton Seeley returns it for the Bluehawks. St. Cecilia had a 7-0 lead. First series for Battle Creek. They threw a pick six. Paul Gettert returns a pass 42 yards for a touchdown. And before you picked up your hot dog and a Coke at the concession stand, the Bluehawks had a 14-0 lead. Battle Creek then scored at the end of the first quarter, a 35-yard touchdown pass, Jamie Gray to Ryan Heller. Point after was no good, 14-6 at that point. St. Cecilia adds a touchdown in the second quarter and a 19-yard run by Ben Conan to make it 21-6 at halftime. First possession of the second half, thanks to a roughing the kicker call that kept the drive alive. Battle Creek got a touchdown, 51-yard scoring pass from Jamie Gray to Ryan Heller. Two-point conversion was no good. That made the score 21-12, but that's as close as Battle Creek got. As on the next possession, next play for St. Cecilia offensively, Bo Schwenka goes 60 yards for the score to make it 28-12 after the PAT was good. Ben Conan adds another touchdown at the 5:04 mark. The PAT that time good to make it 35-12. Then in the fourth quarter, Joe Ryan picks off a pass, returns it for a touchdown from 30 yards out. The PAT this time no good, 41-12, and the Hawks score again late in the fourth quarter with 6:40 remaining. Dalton Seeley, a 41-yard touchdown run, a point after no good, 47-12. Hastings St. Cecilia wins her here tonight.
Well, again, we talked about a very stingy Battle Creek ball club coming in here with a 4-4 record. You might overlook them a little bit, but they were stingy at the start, but it was big, big plays that propelled St. Cecilia into this victory, and it's on the right side of things very soundly, 47-12. As we look at some numbers here for Battle Creek, their quarterback Jamie Gray on the evening, 6-14 passing, 150 yards, 3 interceptions, and 1 touchdown. We might want to add on in there also Zach Bierman, their receiver, their go-to guy coming into the ball game. It wasn't him tonight that hurt the Hawk defense. It was Ryan Heller, 5 receptions, 130 yards tonight against the Hawk defense. Battle Creek rushed it 34 times for 94 total yards, so 244 yards of total offense in the ballgame, 7 first downs. Their leading ball carrier in the game, Matt Marks, 21 carries and 46 yards. We look for St. Cecilia. Bo Swinko, only 4 pass attempts tonight. He was 3 of 4 for 51 yards and 1 interception. 2 of those completions go to Gettard for 36 yards. The Hawks with 36 carries this evening, 243 yards, 294 of total offense for St. Cecilia in the ballgame and 10 first downs. We mentioned Gettert with the 2 receptions for 36 yards. Also rushing the football tonight, Ben Conan, 2 touchdowns coming from 10 and 19 yards. He had 8 carries and 60 yards in the ball game. And Dalton Seeley again over the 100-yard mark, 15 carries, 137 yards, and 1 touchdown. That coming late in the fourth quarter from 41 yards out. But again, a stingy team in here on a rainy night in Hastings. But the Hawks do the job. They get it done. They will advance into the second round of the Class C1 playoffs next Wednesday night.
47-12, the final score here tonight. The Blue Hawks with a win over the Braves of Battle Creek. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
And back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 47-12. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS against the Hawks, putting up some big numbers again tonight. 294 yards of total offense with 243 coming on the ground tonight. Paul Gettert, a couple of catches, 36 yards. Seeley carried the ball for 137 yards in the ball game tonight. We see Conan carries the ball for 60 yards and a couple of scores. And Bo Schwinka, 8 carries, 46 yards and a touchdown. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, the guy who has carried Hastings St. Cecilia offensively all season long, well over 1,000 yards coming into the ball game tonight, Dalton Seeley is going to be our player of the game again tonight for the Blue Hawks. He carries the ball 15 times, 137 yards. He scored a touchdown. It wasn't until later in the ball game that he got into the end zone, but Dalton Seeley actually had the touchdown, didn't score. He had 2 touchdowns. He had the one on the kickoff return. And he had 1 late in the ball game as Seeley took it in from 41 yards out. So he had the first touchdown. He had the last touchdown. In between, he rushes 15 times for 137 yards. Dalton Seeley with a couple of touchdowns here in the football game here tonight as he's going to be our player of the game for St. Cecilia as the Blue Hawks roll over Battle Creek by a score of 47-12. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number 1 in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia rolling along here tonight as they knock off Battle Creek in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. A final score of 47-12 as the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, Randy Ahrens, will join us on the postgame show. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Took a while for you guys to maybe get going, getting in sync in the ball game tonight, but you came out on top 47-12.
Took a while for us to get going. I think the opening kickoff was something to really set the tone for us. And in the first series on defense, if I'm not mistaken, we picked a pass off and ran it in and went up 14-0. But
I bet offensively and defensively,
yeah,
your special teams were outstanding from the get-go.
No, and it's something that, you know, we had to feel them out a little bit because they are a very good team. As you can see, people may not have been aware with a 4-4 record might be somewhat deceiving, but, you know, they played good competition. They played good competition close, and so it was something that we expected. And if you saw big old number 77 out there that, you know, kind of took up half the line on his side. And so it was something that we really had to be patient with tonight and just try to continue to, you know, get after things, be patient, and be consistent and, you know, kind of limited mistakes on a, you know, a really tough night to play. And right now it's probably the best part of the whole evening that now that the game's over.
You know, we look at Coach coming into the first half numbers, only 85 total yards offense. I think that's what Mike was referring to. You had 14 points on the board. Your offense had yet to be on the field. And then Battle Creek did a pretty good job against you defensively, only 85 yards. But then in the second half, 209. So really got things turned around. But we talked about it in the pregame show. This is the record's very deceiving with this Battle Creek club. I thought they come in very, very stingy tonight against you guys.
Yeah, they were. But a lot of it might have been that we did score quickly, you know, offensively, and our defense was out there quite a bit. And so, you know, on their stats at halftime, we're probably very similar to what we did. And I think, you know, it's a compliment to both defenses. But as much anything, it might have been, you know, weather, the cold, the wet, and everything playing a factor in that because there were some turnovers that are probably uncharacteristic of both teams. But we were able to battle through that and continued. We got some big plays in the second half that allowed us to, you know, get to the big margin that we had at the end.
Coach, how big was that kickoff return to start off the ball game? 97 yards by Seely. We had folks still standing in line at the hot dog stand to get back up to the stadium here, and you're already up 7-0. That had to be a big boost for your football team.
Well, traditionally some of our fans are late arrivers, so maybe next time that they will, you know, get here early and watch us, you know, come through with that. But I think that's you know, we really made some strides in the special teams here as of late by making a few changes. And then Dalton's a special player who saw the gap and he showed some speed. And, you know, he runs the 100 and track pretty quick. And so I think that really, you know, set the tone for the game because right away that might have taken the wind out of their sails and said, oh, no, here they come. And then sure enough, we did on this, you know, on their next series with Paul Gitter getting a big play.
You know, and it's hard not to talk about him each and every week. He's been your go-to guy all year long now. Unofficially, 132 carries, 1,266 yards on the season, 23 touchdowns. He had the opening kickoff. He has 137 yards tonight. You said he doesn't drive the bus, but, boy, offensively, he's a force. Defensively, he's tough out there for you as well. Punt returner, just any time he's on the field, you just kind of have to be an opponent and hold your breath.
I hope so. I hope people think about that and, you know, really key on him because we do have some very good talented players, you know, besides him. So if they want to key on Dalton, we do have Paul Gettard split in. We have Ben Conan, who probably in this area is one of the best fullbacks around, you know, if not the best, because he showed some nice moves getting in the end zone tonight and nice cuts. And, boy, he does an outstanding job blocking. So we do have some other skilled players, but, you know, our offensive line up front continues to get better. And, you know, Coach Tesmer compliments them as, you know, a couple of the best that we might have had around here in a few years. And so, you know, with Schwartz at center and then A.J. Toms and, you know, Tim Kreekak at guards and Nathan Susie and Zach Stirrup at tackles, you know, we're pretty solid along the front line. And so if we keep going and keep after it, I think we got some chances to continue to do well down the road here.
Coach Battle Creek had some success throwing the football against you guys tonight. I think we had him for, what, 6 out of 14, 150 yards, and their big guy was Ryan Heller. He caused you guys all kinds of trouble. I think he was over 100 yards tonight in receptions. What did they do to get open in your defense tonight?
Well, one of the things that helped them as much as anything is, and we haven't seen, you know, obviously with, you know, we've played pretty well throughout the year, so, you know, our pass defense hasn't really been tested, and so, you know, it's one of those things that until you get tested, you don't know where your weaknesses are at. And then, you know, we may try to make a couple, you know, just slight adjustments at halftime. But with the tight end drag, we felt that that was hurting us at halftime. And, you know, it was one of those things that we had him covered one of the plays in the second half. Ben Cohen's right there, and we didn't get enough heat on the quarterback. And he just drifted right over the top and made a big catch. And so, you know, those are good things for us to see because you can't always, you know, think that you're really good because now that we know there are some areas – defensively that we need to work on.
Well, and the one thing, Coach, we got it in the right column. You advance on in the C1 bracket. Now it's awaiting the play actually tomorrow now because of the game being postponed. Gordon Rushville, Valentine. Mike and I have decided we have become Gordon Rushville fans because if not, it appears that that trip to Valentine, and I don't know if we like that so much this time of year.
Well, I think at any part across the western part of the state right now it might be difficult travels, but you know, the neat thing for our kids is that we were able to win tonight and advance to the next round. You know, and then we do have to wait to see the winner of those two, the winner of that game. But this is the ninth year in a row we won the first round of a playoff game. And so, you know, as much as anything, that our kids get a lot of credit because of the preparation they put in. But, you know, Coach Tesmer getting us as coaches ready and the kids ready, you know, I think that we take a lot of pride in doing things well and, you know, getting past the first round. But our kids aren't going to be satisfied because they do have some goals to continue playing, and you know, maybe next week we have to thank Hastings College here for short notice playing here, and thank the guys Sean Sorhan and Terry Brown at the city who did a great job and had Duncan Field ready if it was playable. But I think we made a good decision by coming out here tonight.